Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Fucking close, man. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Welcome everybody to episode motherfucking 100 of K100 Radio, bitches.
It's episode 100.
Yeah. Want to welcome everybody that's tuned in to the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to call in to the show. Got a great show lined up. The show did not at all come out how I thought it was going to come out because I kind of waited to the last minute to actually decide what I was going to do. And that's gonna probably end up being my downfall for the night. You know what I'm saying? Because I tried to go through and do some shit, and yeah, it just didn't work out as easy as I planned. But I'm anticipating still a great show. You feel what I'm saying? So once again, want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks everybody for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio for all these other episodes, past episodes, and this particular episode right now and present. I got a guest hosting studio with me today. Colonel Keeler from the K100 Facebook Army. No, you're not. Where are you? Yes, you are. Did you get promoted? Did I promote you?
I've been promoted like 3 times.
Keeler. I don't even know her rank anymore. She said I promoted her. I fucking forgot. I'll kill myself. For disrespecting your goddamn authority.
Yeah, don't you know what I'm saying?
But she's in studio with me today. You know what I'm saying? So she's going to be my co-host for episode 100. You know what I'm saying? And I want to welcome her to the show. Hold on, let me get my background music. I'm literally doing everything real ass. Niggas, boy, I tell you. Niggas been flash. Anyway, episode 100 is going to be a pretty good one, man, because we're going to take a stroll down memory lane. I was going to do some real just all fancy dance type shit. You feel me? And I kind of sort of started on that little bit of project for this show. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, yeah, I'm pretty stuck with where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? But I got some excerpts from past episodes. What I wanted to do was go look at my sheet, get my top 10 rated episodes, right? And then basically download excerpts for each one of those. Now, that plan was official, only it took me a lot longer to filter through all that shit and all that audio and all that material and download it and chop it and cut it and edit it and upload it. So, basically, I only got my top 5. It's my fault. I should have started this shit. I should have started that process yesterday instead. I really didn't know what I was going to do for episode 100. You know what I'm saying? I really just sat, had to sleep on it. Then I kind of slept. Just some more shit happened. But still,
episode 100.
Right. We're going to get it cracking. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to call the show. All right. Want to remind everybody, if you never heard my show, if you took you 100 episodes to find out about me, damn it, we on Facebook, we're on MySpace, we're also a podcast in the iTunes store. So if you want to get our show, and if you can't listen to our show Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., which is when we air live, if you can't catch our show during the live hours, then by all means, go to either one of those sites and find your way to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, and then you can come to the either the website, that site, or you can go to the iTunes store and get the MP3 version of the podcast. All right, so I want to remind everybody, just in case you can't tune in to the live show, that you can in fact catch me that way. Now, hold on, let me move this over here. I gotta move this closer to me today. All right, I'm still literally getting shit over here set up at the last minute, like for real. I should just kill myself for that shit. But it's been a long freaking day. But like I said, I'm here. And once again,
it's episode 100.
I'll be doing that all night. I just like that particular sound effect. I just got it. It's brand new. It's fresh. You know how your kid is? Our kid is with a new toy.
It's episode 100.
I think I need to buy me some new toys.
See? That's episode 68. But we'll get into that. Now, I'm going to take a stroll down memory lane today. I'm going to go ahead and, I hope everybody calls in tonight, you feel me, for this particular episode. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that I invited, you know what I mean? I want to remind everybody that this is a special episode to me. And I want to make sure I shout out and big up everybody who has been listening to every episode of my show so far. Now, I know some people, there's nobody except me, yours truly, that has made every single episode. You feel what I'm saying? No one has went and made every single episode except me because I'm the host. You feel what I'm saying? Even when I had a solid co-host, my in-house guest, you know what I'm saying? Even my K100 faithful because stuff comes up. So I'm the only person that has been here for every single episode of this show. And I got to tell you, man, one thing that I love about the show, one thing that makes me proud to do this show is besides it being entertainment, fun, it's good for the soul, it's informative, you know what I'm saying? And it actually can help a lot of people, you know, in their daily walk in life. Now, I know the uncensored kind of brash nature of the show can make people kind of second guess whether or not they should listen to it or, you know, should they support it because I do a lot of cursing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I want to remind everybody, man, out of 100 episodes, and I counted it today, just preparing myself, you know what I'm saying, for the day, I actually have more episodes where I'm talking about meaningful subjects and stuff that's beneficial to us as black people and people in general than I do episodes about bullshit. And I really didn't know that was the case. I really thought I had more bullshit episodes because it seems that way.
No, people remember the bullshit.
Right,
people,
that's the thing about it. My top 10 episodes, when I looked at my stat sheet, my top 10 episodes are not even my best episodes to me. Not even by far. You feel what I'm saying? But when going back looking at it and just kind of preparing myself about what I want to talk about, what episodes I wanted to review, and you know how I want to go about doing this particular 100th episode, I realized that I actually done a benefit, a community service of some way. Because, you know, I got a lot of shows going to talk about some real straight-up shit. They got a lot to do with us as black people especially, but it's just us as people in general. So keep that in mind, man. Whenever you tell somebody about K100 or whatever, whenever they see the logo, you know what I'm saying, whenever they hear me, you know, a small portion of the show, we saying fuck, 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 motherfucker, dick, pussy, that, all that, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying, and all this, you know, of course, we have those moments, but in all actuality, you can proudly say, if you're a K100 supporter, that actually, we talk about stuff that really matters more than we talk about the bullshit. It's just that, and it's just the same reason why more black people watch fucking Atlanta Housewives than they do fucking CNN. It's just the fact that my more popular shows, the one that people tell their friend about the most, the one they be like, girl, he's so crazy, or shawty off the chain, blah, 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 happen to be the episodes where I'm going all in, I'm going ham. You know what I'm saying? But if you go back and count them, and go back and look, I have more episodes where I'm trying to put people up on game, you know what I'm saying, and trying to uplift my people than I do talk about the bullshit. So I'm going to give myself some props for that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also going to give, you know what I'm saying, the people who support the show some props because you're not supporting no bullshit. For the most part. You know what I'm saying?
For the most part.
But hey, it's K100 Internet Radio. It's entertainment and talk. And I want to shout out every single artist, producer that has sent me tracks, every artist that has sent me an MP3, every artist that has came on for a live interview. Shouts out to you. You feel me? Big ups to you, man. I appreciate it. I've got so much music in my board right now that I'm actually getting to the limit where Blog Talk is telling me you got to start deleting some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So I got to start deleting some of the oldest episodes, music and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that's just because people have been sending in music. They've been participating. You know what I mean? And you know, and I don't have the same song in here twice, baby. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? It's not all Chainless Entertainment. It's a lot of other good music. Maybe you just didn't hear the episode. All right? But I want to make sure, once again, big ups and shouts out to every artist that ever sent me a song, called into the show, that I interviewed. Appreciate that. Good looking out, baby.
It's episode 100.
Yeah. So we're going to get ready to go all in tonight. I'm going to go ahead and jump into it. You know what I'm saying? Read the synopsis of the show. I got a couple people on the line already. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of what I'm talking about tonight, which you should basically have a general idea, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. All right? It's real quick and it's real short. It's shorter than most. We've reached a milestone here at K100 Internet Radio. All right? It's our 100th episode.
It's episode 100.
Yeah, I'm going to do that all fucking night. Kill yourself if you don't like it. All right? So what better way to celebrate than to take a little stroll down memory lane and reminisce on all the wild conversation and comments from me and my callers. Now, you know, plus have a little fun, you know what I'm saying, we've had on all the other shows. I pride myself in having a diverse range of topics, and that is a true reflection of myself. Since I'm a well-rounded person, I wanted my show to be the same. What's something wrong with your throat, Sean? Did you get caught?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
No.
I'm not well-rounded?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get into that in a fucking minute. Hold on. Since I am a well-rounded person,
it's episode 100.
I wanted my show to be the same way. So, we have talked about everything from pussy to politics, all right? Tonight, if you have never called my show, I would like for you to at least call my show. And if you have called my show numerous times and have not hit the number one tonight, I would like you to at least hit the number one on your keypad this time, if only to shout me out, all right? Just one time, okay? I'm going to play back memorable moments that we have had. Some wild calls, some fights, some heated exchanges, which I didn't get all of them. You know, you motherfuckers better be glad I ran out of time. Because I didn't get the ones I wanted. And you know which ones it is. But I ran out of time. I couldn't find the motherfucking episode it was on. So, some intelligent and some stupid comments, all right? I'm going to take us down memory lane from the first 99 episodes of the show. Also, I would like for everyone to call in and give a shout out to the station. Just a show of support that will later be used as a commercial. So, call in and tell the people that you rock with Blizzard K100 Internet Radio.
It's episode 100.
We're going to have some fun tonight on the show. And I want everyone who calls to call in and show support, all right? And everyone who supports the show, tell a friend, send out a text message, tell them that we're on the air live. I know the goddamn NBA game starts tonight. I would like to be watching it myself. I want to see LeBron do his thing. Damn it, man, I got obligations. Because
it's episode 100.
I've been giving away K100 promotional items to a lucky caller. I'm going to pick a random number, one through whatever, however many people we got in there, and I'm going to give away one of my K100 promotional items for the free. You know what I'm saying? Get it.
Do I get to guess?
Huh?
Do I get to guess?
I'll let you guess the number.
Okay.
So however many people we got on the line, we got 15 people on the line. I'm going to say pick a number 1 through 15 without you looking at the screen. You're not going to be looking at the screen. You go pick a number 1 through 15, and whatever number you pick, whatever number that is on the call-in list, they're going to get the promotional item, all right? So that's how that's going to work. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to get ready to go to the lines. I know some people might want to get ready to go to the games, you feel what I'm saying, and do all this and blah, blah, blah. I see my officers are chiming in real early. Shouts out to them. All right. 347-934-0966 is the number to tune in to the show. First question I'm going to ask, you know, all the callers when I'm calling in tonight, I didn't even say that, but what I'm going to do is ask them if you can remember, if you called in for other episodes, what was your favorite one? What was your favorite topic? Which one piqued your interest the most? It doesn't mean, not even if you called in and listened to it live. I don't care, because everybody knows I have way more downloads. So it doesn't matter if you listen to it after the fact. Just what show have you heard from K100 that really stuck out to you, that you really had the most fun about? The one that you would, if you had to tell anybody else, listen to this nigga show. If you don't listen to nothing but this episode, I want to know. So I'm going to go to the phone lines first, all right?
That's a hard question.
That's a very hard question out of 100 episodes, but I got my answer already. He that shall remain nameless.
It's episode 100.
What's happening, homie?
What's up, man? Congratulations.
thanks, man. All right, first and foremost, I got to get you to send out a shout-out to K100 Radio and Blizzom. You feel what I'm saying? For doing our thing, and then, of course, I'm going to be using this as I'm making a commercial, all right, from some of the clips, all right? So go ahead and do that real quick so I can have that on deck. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
All right.
I got to actually stop the background music whenever you do that, because I don't want no background music interfering with that. Hold on a second. Let me pause that. All right, go ahead, do your shout-out.
Yo, this Caritas Jones, a.k.a. Velvet Jones. You need to mess with your boy Blizzard. Forget all that Bays and an Al Sharpton. You get the best of both worlds on K100. Fuck with your boy. I don't know if you can put the cuss on there, but fuck with your boy.
I got it, man. I edit it up. I chop it up. All right. Back to the music.
Well,
thanks,
we know your name now.
At least what, two of them.
Yeah, because we still don't know if that's really it. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. We don't know. Well, some of us know, but you guys, some of us don't. They don't need to know, man. All right, so before I get into it, man, I want to thank you for being a longtime supporter. You was also a part of the group before it was ever a show. So that's first and foremost. Now, like I said, out of 100 episodes, man, which one, give me some of the ones that you remember the most. You feel me? Your most memorable ones, if you can.
Man, that's really hard, man. I can't. My memory ain't that good.
Right.
One of the ones that I do remember was, hey, I heard Keith. that can remain nameless either. Nameless also, but we ain't going to talk about that. One of the funniest ones I remember was, it was Key. He was getting into it with Miss Peaches about something.
Mm-hmm. No, it was actually her and Candy that got into it on the show. Her and Candy got into a fight on the show, and I actually have that clip.
You're right. Yeah, it's Candy.
I actually have that clip. Now, the other clip that I wanted to get was when you and my other whole girl, when y'all got into it. I was trying to find that clip because y'all had a pretty good fight. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That clip right there was off the chain, but I could not find that fucking clip. Damn it, man. But that would have been a good
thing about that.
It was funny as hell, but it's all good. Everybody's still cool. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's pretty much that got past because those were kind of from some of my earlier episodes. You feel what I'm saying? But what particular topic that I've talked about on K100 do you feel like was the most beneficial to people? Like not the bullshit, not the funniest, but the one that was really just most beneficial that black people really need to hear.
Let's see. Let me jog my memory right quick.
Let me tell you. Let me go ahead before I do that. Everybody that's on the line, welcome. 347-934-0966 is number 22 in the show. I got 100 episodes, man. I'm gonna name you some of my highlights. You feel what I'm saying? Some of my top episodes. You know, we had, of course, episode 10, which was the whole threshold. You feel what I'm saying? That was one of my top episodes, and I got some excerpts from that. In that episode, we talked about...
That was a real good one, yeah.
Yeah, you know, how many people can a person fuck before they consider the hoe? And we discussed that. That was pretty tight. That was one of my top episodes, so I got
and
some
I was
excerpts
the co-host.
From that.
Yeah,
she was the co-host from that one. You feel what I'm saying? We also had one of my other top episodes, When They Got Kids. It's actually one of my top downloaded episodes. Was when we discussed how do you deal with it when you're sleeping with somebody and they got kids, how do you handle the situation? You feel what I'm saying? That was one of my top downloaded episodes. I don't got any excerpts from that one, but that was the top one. A lot of people felt like that was really beneficial because a lot of people are in that situation. 9 times out of 10, if you over the age of 25 and you in the dating world, you're going to be fucking with somebody that got a kid, at least one. You're gonna be
man, you ain't never lied. You're right. That was very beneficial.
Right. That was a very beneficial episode, and it was one of my top downloaded episodes. You feel what I'm saying? For my statistics sheet, that one. Another one was legalizing pot, pussy, and profit, where I talked about legalizing marijuana and legalizing prostitution in all 50 states because I don't feel like either one of them should be illegal.
Definitely one of my favorite ones.
Yes, I don't feel like no one should have the right to tell a woman what to do with her pussy. It's her pussy, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't tell a woman what to do with her pussy, and I don't understand why the fuck weed is illegal and weed is illegal and cigarettes and alcohol ain't legal. So that was another one of my top downloaded episodes. Episode number 14, legalize it. If you never listened to my show, these are some of the episodes that you really might want to go back and listen to the replay, man. I'm telling you, these episodes were off the chain. The conversation was great. It was great call-ins and everything, man. So I'm just giving you some of my top downloaded episodes. You feel what I'm saying? I don't go by the call stats because the downloads are really what tell you what people really were feeling because they actually mean they read the synopsis, they actually took the time to download it and listen to it without even being able to call in and comment. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I have different stats that show me which one people called in the most, but then you can have, I've had shows where I had 20, 30 people on the line and only the same 5 or 6 people that always talk because the other people was too shame to talk about, you know, manual overload, episode 60.
I don't understand that.
Playing with themselves when I talk about masturbating. I had a million people on the fucking line, but nobody really wanted to talk. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going by who actually downloaded these episodes and actually played them back after the fact. And so another one was episode 15, which was actually right after that, Just a Friend, which was posing the question, could you have females and males just be friends? And if your significant other had a male or female friend that they was cool with, would you allow them to hang out? That was a very, very highly downloaded episode. You feel what I'm saying? Maybe that touched home to a lot of people. I don't know. But that was the number one. That was in the top 10. Right now, I'm naming you all of my top 10 episodes that I had jotted down from today.
That's a
you
real
feel
episode
me?
Right there. Everybody got that little type of dilemma.
Yes, yes, yes. Episode number 20, Assorted Colors, a.k.a. Interracial Relationships, was also another top download where we discussed interracial relationships, you know, what you feel about kicking it with people of other races and shit like that. That was a high downloaded episode. You feel what I'm saying? And so that one, we got number episode 19, the Freakometer. Of course, you know what I'm saying, the Freakometer was basically when we had a gauge where we would gauge just how freaky you was, and people called in and told all the shit they did, and I gave them like lashes and shit. You feel what I'm saying? I gave them like I gave them whip lashes. You feel what I'm saying? To see if I had a sound effect and everything that day. That I had loaded up, you feel what I'm saying? I still got it in here. Where's my whiplashes? Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was at work that day. I couldn't call in. I was mad as hell.
Right. Yeah, but we gave everybody the freak lashes. You feel what I'm saying? On the Freakometer, and every time you said some freaky shit you did, we gave you a lash. So that was one of my highly popular episodes. You know what I'm saying? So we got all different kind of stuff, man. You feel me? That we really had a great time so far on the show. We talked about a lot of different stuff. So. Just off general, I'm giving you like my top 5 and top 10 ones right now. You know what I'm saying? But that one, and what else was top 10? Let's see. Wonder Why They Call You Bitch. No. Oh, no, that was not one. Let the Saints Say Bartender One More Round. That was another one where I basically talked about people that go to church on Sunday that just left the club on Saturday. Why? What's the point? I drink
exactly,
that. Every time I talk about religion, it's a top rated show. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know.
That was definitely one of the best ones. Right. Best ones.
All right. Episode 41, What's Up With Your Friends? You feel what I'm saying? When people kind of try and play hookup, that was another one. You feel what I'm saying? Episode 44, Cheaters Anonymous. All right. Cheaters Anonymous. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know. If you're a cheater, confessing that you're a cheater, and the first thing to get any help about being a cheater is admitting that you're a fucking cheater. And so that was that. You know what I'm saying? So episode 46, A Collect Call from Love, Will You Accept? You know what I'm saying? So we got all this. Episode 51, Shout But Shouted, where I talked about all the dumb rap. Niggas like, you know what I'm saying? Why do some who can't? That's actually my number one show. Number one show was episode 51, Shout But Shouted. I had almost 600 people download that fucking episode. 600 people for one episode, Shout But Shouted. That's why I played the clip from YouTube of the dudes that made the Shout But Shouted skit, and we talked about it. We talked about why people listen to the shit they listen to when it comes to rap and all that. And that was one of my most popular episodes. Not one of the most popular. I don't have one that even came close to getting downloaded 600 times. You feel what I'm saying? Also, episode 58, Moving On, where we talked about when people kind of stuck on their ex. You feel what I'm saying? How do you handle that? You know what I mean? Episode 63, The Usual Suspects, where we talk about what make a nigga suspect to be a punk. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Undercover niggas, how to detect these undercover ass niggas out here. That was a top rated one. You feel me? Episode 64, The Best of Black TV and Film, was highly rated. We talked about our favorite movies and black actors and stuff. Episode 68, And I Owe You One. That was another one where we talked about people who want to get head and don't want to give head. Kill those motherfuckers.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Applaud them.
Yes. Episode 70. I'm killing the motherfuckers. Applaud
them. Well, you better be glad I'm
killing those motherfuckers. Episode 69, The Freakometer Part 2. The Freakometer Part 2. The second installment of The Freakometer was also highly rated. Episode 70, Are You a Racist? Where I ask people, I pose a question, you know, ask a couple questions to find out whether you're racist. Episode 75, The First Time, where we talked about people losing their virginity. Was highly rated. Episode 85, I have the No Baby Special. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about, you know what I mean, kicking it with people, you know, people just not wanting to have kids and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It was a highly rated episode. So these are all the top rated episodes, and I got excerpts from all of those. You feel me? Well, not all of those, but most of those. So tell me, bro, real quick, can you just give me, out of all the stuff I named, which one really was one that you liked a lot?
You can't remember all the ones you just named.
Of course. Of course, I liked all the ones, you know, sex related. I mean, hell, but
Of course.
The one where you talked about, you know, why you going to church if you ain't going to do right anyway.
Right. Bartender. Yeah. And let the saint say bartender one more round. I don't get those people who really try to be saved, sanctified, and holified to tell me about church, motherfucking use at the club throwing the ass last night. And then we got to the whole discussion about people saying, you know, where just because you should not go to church just because you go to the club. Or what the fuck is the point? What are you going to church for? What you want to, what, just to be there some shit? Are you trying to be saved? Are you trying to live right? If not, nigga, keep saying, I could be sitting at home watching football, drinking the beer.
Look, Ma, no hands.
That's
what they were saying.
Yeah. So, we addressed those, you know what I'm saying, on that episode. Now, once again, I want to thank you for calling in. We got a couple people raising their hand. Everybody stay on the line, would you please? All right. I got, like I told the homie that shall remain nameless, I got some excerpts, all right? Don't nobody go anywhere. Do not hang up. I'm not going to play any music tonight. I'm going to be playing excerpts from those other shows. And I got some of the good answers and stuff. You know, we can discuss that from some of the people that called in for those shows. You hear me? Now, the first one of my top-rated episodes was, I'm going from the bottom up, was episode 10, The Whole Threshold. And I got excerpts from that right there. I'm going to play it for you real quick. Everybody stand in line. I'm going to go answer. I feel like if you a motherfucking female, I'm going to give you 20 dicks. 20 dicks. Ladies, you hear that? Ladies. Y'all got some wiggle room with the kid over here. I don't know a motherfucking 30-year-old woman who don't got at least close to 20 dicks I've been up in her. Period, point blank. That's it. Y'all ain't no hoes. Y'all just the average motherfucking American woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're going to remember at least by 11 of their names.
Right.
And you got to get yourself about four. You just got to.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. He's a hypocrite for shit. You just got to say it. You just said she can't remember all of them.
I'm just saying, though, because then she can remember at least 11. You got to get her ass by four more, because some of them niggas you just don't really remember to. Like,
so,
I said, you like, had them days when you like, shit,
you
forgot about it.
That's right. Let me go ahead. Your hypocritical ass. Let's get into it. Candy, holla at me, baby.
What's up, y'all?
I'm going out.
I just got this to say. You know, I ain't giving my number out or no shit like that. But that's what I'm saying. It ain't the number. It ain't the number of niggas that you don't fuck. It's the act that make you a hoe. You feel what I'm saying? It's the act. I know hoes, just like if you got a nigga, you know what I'm saying, and you cheat on them constantly, you a hoe. It ain't the number of niggas that you sleep with. It's all in the act that make you a hoe.
Whoa.
Because if I don't have a nigga, I'm going to fuck whoever the fuck I want to and when I want to. And as long as I strap it up, it don't matter. You feel what I'm saying? But if I have a nigga and I'm cheating on his ass, then that make me a hoe.
Oh, you can't just keep fucking and fucking and fucking niggas and thinking that shit. Add up a whole bunch of motherfucking numbers and niggas, and you just get by. You ain't no hoe, though. Fuck that.
Why?
You can't, be there. We don't already
that
established.
That don't make me a hoe. That don't make me a hoe because I'm sorry.
That was one excerpt. Here's one more excerpt from episode 10, The Whole Threshold.
Look. A hoe is a hoe. Yeah, she's picking 3 dicks at the same time, you know, one in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's really being a hoe.
Good night, man, from PC, Bay County. Just because you got a damn job and 2 cars and go to the gynecologist every other month and you stay clean and shit and you ain't got no fucking kids, if you got 56 up under your belt, you're still a hoe.
That's what I'm saying. Real talk. You still a hoe. A hoe by any other name is still a hoe.
For the motherfucking record, your pussy 8 count.
No, the fuck it don't.
Whatever. No, it doesn't.
You know what? I don't even want to know what some of these women numbers if you count that shit.
Well, you count that shit, call me a hoe.
What up, hoe? What you talking about, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
You been with more than 20 motherfuckers. Yeah, you is getting in the gray areas there of being a hoe. But I will say, Blue, you're right. Niggas can be with more girls. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Then it's just that's how it is.
So, So that was some of the stuff. That was some of the excerpts from episode 10, the whole threshold. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go back to the homie. You remember that right there, man? You we had a good time on that particular show, man. We
talked about transitions.
Spotted
20 dicks.
I spotted these motherfucking women 20 dicks, and they were still scared to call in and give their number. I said, baby, I'm gonna give you 20 dicks, baby.
Ain't
20
that,
dicks in front of you.
And I'm not even gonna
call you all. Like, half of them were still scared.
It
to
ain't
hit the
too
number
scared
because
y'all still fuck them.
What?
What the fuck ever?
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Come on, ain't that scary?
Yeah, was, yeah, no, whatever. I'm saying they were scared to call in and talk to
me. I mean, not scary, sure. Saying real bad. I mean, you right. I still fuck them, but I mean, yeah.
I gave them 20 dicks. I gave the lady 20 dicks up under their belt before I even considered them.
I just
want to
say,
still,
that what
still,
I said, y'all.
Did not.
Come on, can you stop that shit?
Well, all right.
Y'all,
you should have
had 50 dicks. That means she can fuck good.
Let me ask the boys, call. Stay on the line if you can, but I appreciate you calling in and shouting out the show, all right?
All right, man. I'll still be here.
All right. 646, welcome to the K100 Internet Radio. You did?
It's episode 100.
You're on the line. What's popping?
Hey, Blizz.
What's going on? Who's popping? Who's this?
It's Poison from Midtown NYC.
What's happening? Bad heard from you in a minute. I remember you called. You was on one of my good episodes. What episode were we talking about? We talking about your kids or something, but what were we talking about that episode?
First, I want to say congratulations on your 100th episode. And, yeah, my favorite episode was the one I called in. We were talking about the kids. Do we raise the boys the same way we raise the girls? And I'm the one with the 12-year-old who's the aspiring dope boy.
Oh, that guy. I remember that guy. Hold on a second. I got to do something real quick. Let me stop my music real quick. And real quick, just go ahead and shout out K100, Blizzom, and blah, blah, whatever you pick. And I'm going to use it for the commercial. Go ahead.
Are you waiting for me? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm waiting for you. Go ahead.
Congratulations on your 100th show. It's Poison from NYC. Let's talk about them aspiring dope boys.
All right. Thanks. And just one more time, say shout out. I listen to K100 radio all day. Just say some shit like that. Go ahead.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
I listen to K100 radio all day.
All right. That's what's up. That's all I needed. Back to the music. You feel me? I'm using all these excerpts from this episode to make me a little commercial, a promo commercial. Now, that was one of my favorite episodes that I talked about when we was talking about kids. It wasn't highly rated, of course. I don't know why, because everybody that called the fucking show got goddamn kids. I rarely people that call my show that don't have kids. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it did pretty good. It wasn't in my top 10. You feel what I'm saying? But I liked the episode. I was glad that we talked about it. You feel what I'm saying? Things About Offspring. That was the name of it.
I liked the episode because it helped me. It was right where I was at, you know?
Right. Well, I try to cover the gamut. And like I told everybody, if you really look at my show page and really read the shows, I have talked about things that matter far more than the bullshit. I try to tell people that. It's just that the ones that people like to remember are episodes like The Freak-O-Meter and Whole Threshold and, you know what I'm saying, 68 and I Owe You One. Those shows are fun and great, but I actually do talk about more shit that really means and matters to people. And it's sad because a lot of those shows, when I look back up and I'm looking at my stat sheet now, those are not my most popular shows. But Fell Out View, in any event,
it's episode 100.
And I want to thank you for calling in once again. And supporting the show. You feel me? I'm going to be going back and reviewing some more of the episodes. You know what I'm saying? So if you can, please stay on the line. You feel me? And listen
Definitely.
As long as you can, all right?
Definitely.
All right, thanks. All right, next caller that's got the hands raised. Oh, the homegirl, Shay. What's poppin', Shay?
What's up, Blue?
What's going on?
Hey, Jerky.
What it do? So,
congratulations on show 100.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Let me go ahead and stop the music. All right, give your K100 shout out in your sexiest voice possible. Do it.
Okay. What's up? What it do? This is Shay Shay from the Bangin' Bay. Shout out to K100. Liz, I'm the host with the most. Check them out.
All right. What's up? Back to the music. Okay. Now, moving right along. Go ahead, Shay. Can you tell me out of all, because I know you've listened to most of them, even if you didn't catch them live, you're a real avid supporter. And once again, I appreciate that. But Which one of the episodes, A, had you the most entertained? And I asked you which one actually cut close to you the most that you really felt. But which one did you like the most? Which one was the most entertaining?
The most entertaining I'm probably going to have to say the whole threshold. Between that one and, Let the Saints Say Amen. Yeah, I love that one.
That's because, anytime I call motherfuckers out, them one of my favorites. I'll be calling motherfuckers out sometimes.
That one hit home a little bit.
Can you tell everybody, what is the theme of the show, please? What's the theme of the show, Shay?
Keep it 100.
So I do make an
effort. All day, every day.
I make an effort to call out fake motherfuckers, whether it be fake people that's hoes and don't want to say they hoes. I call out fake hoes. I call out fake niggas. All right? Niggas who think Boys to Men. My episode was it Boys to Men? Where I'm calling out these niggas that want to be men, but they ain't really men. You feel me? Trying to teach some of these black men how to stand up and step up to the plate and handle their business. All
right? Right.
I call out fake religious people, fake Christians. Okay? You feel what I'm saying? All kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm all about the real. So, when I have those particular episodes where I'm calling out a group of motherfuckers that I know is full of shit, those tend to be some of my favorite episodes also. Now, which one as far as uplifting our people, which one was the one episode that stuck out to you that I did on that?
Let me think. Dang, there's so many good ones. The one recently, the one that you did about politics, about voting, and there was also one that you did, I think it was kind of like intertwined. There was a,
Do you realize, Shay, that the apathy of color is one of my, the apathy of color and ignorance is bliss are low-rated episodes.
Really? I'm thinking that's the one that I'm trying to think of.
Maybe because
they're
not around to
downloading them. No way, man. These are episodes that aired after them that's got more. So it's not the fact that they haven't gotten it out. They just don't want to hear the shit. They don't want to hear it. You feel what I'm saying? They just don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Okay, but I understand the one that's talking about voting. What? Let's see what else. Which one?
What was Look But Don't Touch about?
Look But Don't Touch is a low-rated episode, but Look But Don't Touch was talking about... when you out with your girl or whatever, and you see somebody fine, you feel what I'm saying? Do you say things or do you try and hide it? You feel what I'm saying? That was also another great episode. That was episode 90. I don't know what was up that week. You know what I'm saying? But it's not a highly downloaded episode. You feel me? Had a lot of people.
That must have been a Monday.
Maybe so. I had a lot of people that called in though. That was one that people called in a lot on. That's got more people that actually called in than not. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Shades of Black was another episode that had a lot of callers and was kind of highly rated.
Yes.
Where I talked about
that was
the one right there. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. That's the one I was talking about right there.
Yes, the light skin, dark issues for black people. You know what I'm saying? Feel me? You know how some black people generalize all dark skin people are this, and that was a fucking episode. I'm telling you, man. If you black, you didn't hear that episode.
A lot of it was true, though.
Yeah. You need to hear that episode. If you have not heard that fucking episode and you like this show, you need to download it if you black. Because it's a real issue that we never really, people don't act like they don't even want to discuss it. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
It's one of my favorite episodes, Shades of Color. I mean, Shades of Black, episode 82. You feel me? I've got a couple people raising their hand, so I'm going to go to them. Stay by, because I got some more excerpts from some other shows that I'm going to play.
Okay.
I want to make sure I get all my callers in so I can make sure I get all my shout-outs in. I had one person had to hang up real quick, so I'm trying to avoid that. I'm going to get to these calls. Right. Stay on the line, and I'm going to go back and play some of the excerpts from some of the top-rated shows, all right?
All right.
All right. Next on the line is 850-866. Who's this?
Hello, this is Mike. What's going on?
Oh, what's happening? Mike Rosen, Officer Mike.
Yeah.
Wow. Went ahead and came and answered this call real quick. You ain't called in since episode one, homie. You know what I'm saying?
No. I called on the politics one too.
Oh, you did? Okay, all right.
The politics one?
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and check that. Well, like I said, man, thanks for calling the show, man. You feel what I'm saying? I really appreciate you being a supporter. Mike doesn't call the show a lot, but he does actively participate on the actual Facebook K100 group page. And I encourage everybody, if you can handle it, it's a private group page, so you have to be invited. You know what I'm saying? We expand in our family every day. Now, if you think you can keep it 100 and be real and not be offended, hit me up on Facebook, become my friend, ask me, you know what I'm saying, ask me for an invite to the private group page, and I'll put you down. Of course, if you come in there and start acting sensitive, or if you're not participating and you ain't talking, I cut half of those motherfuckers out one time. Tell them, Mike.
Kick rocks and bad feet.
I deleted half the motherfuckers in the group because they weren't saying shit. So it's all about being participating when it comes to the group page. I don't care if you call the show because I know people go check the show anyway. You know what I'm saying? But the group page is the baby. It started this whole shit. So if you don't participate, then I cut your fucking ass off. Now, Mike.
It's episode.
That's it.
All right.
You got to go.
Which one of the episodes, I know that you listen to that, the replays, because you can't call a lot of times, but which one of the replays have you heard that you really enjoyed?
I enjoyed the single one, where he broke down the rules and all that stuff about being single.
Oh, man, episode 46, people. Living Single. A great episode. Actually, not a lot of callers, but pretty good numbers. On the download stat.
It hit home.
Yeah. Living Single, episode 46, Living Single, we discussed what it's like being single, rules that you should apply and go by when you know what I'm saying? You know, to keep you away from being a stalker, from playing yourself, from being a fucking lame. You feel what I'm saying? We had a lot of people goddamn touch in on that particular subject, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't follow the rules and play their goddamn self, you know what I'm saying? But that was actually a good episode. That's a good pick, dog. I like that one.
Episode one was one of the best too. That's because it was your first.
Of course. That started the whole thing. Also, true that. When I went back and listened to it today, I was horrible as a host. You know what I'm saying? Like I just wasn't good. You feel what I'm saying? Like I don't know. My audio was not together. I really hadn't mastered the software yet. So I wasn't, the show didn't flow as fluid as it does now. But, man, you're right. It is one of the most important ones because it kicked everything off. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm really glad that you brought that one up, too, because that really is one that I'm kind of proud of myself, too. You feel what I'm saying? That made it happen. And the support. I'm going to tell you right now, what I did notice in putting this show together, when I first started, I came out the gates running, motherfucker. Straight the fuck up. I came out the gates. I fucked these niggas up, Mike. Real talk, homie. You know what I'm saying? When I came out, my shit was so raw, so real, and so uncut. Everybody was blowing my minds up. I had a lot of callers. I think same thing that happened with black folks. You know what I'm saying? They kind of get a little tired of some shit. They don't want to stay on the bandwagon a lot unless I start making $1 million, and then they'll all be back. You know what I'm saying? But when I first popped up, I had a lot more callers. Now, I just have people that download the show more because they're like, they know I'm going to be here. They know they know I'm consistent, so they know, well, I know it ain't the last show he's going to have. I'll catch the other one, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So my actual calls dropped, but my downloads shot up. You feel me? Because more people know about the show. So, of course, way more people download my show now than they did when I started. But I remember when I first started, man, I used to have, like, way more calls. Like, my lines would be filled up and shit. I was listening to some of them. I'd be like, hold on, people. I can't even get to all my calls. I do it every now and again if I'm talking about some crazy shit now. But I got to be talking about some crazy shit for it to pop off like that. But once again, before I go, let me stop the music and let you do your shout-out for K100 so I can use it for the commercial. Run it down.
All right, much love to K100. Like it or not, it's reality. It is what it is. Much love to K100 and Blizzum.
Right. That's what's up, man. Appreciate it. All right, you did? That's it. You're going to be using all these clips, everybody. So when I come to your line, I'm going to tell you to shout out K100 the best that you can. You feel me? And holler at your boy. All right. All right, Mike, stay on the line, man. Let me get some more of these calls, dude.
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Hey, you going to the cruise?
Yeah, I'm going.
You going to cruise?
With your Speedos, let's get it.
Right.
Let's
if you
get
fucking
get
show up,
it, Mike.
With a fucking man, pair of man thongs, if you show up with a pair of man thongs, Mike.
Just put a sock in the front.
Speedos.
All right, homie, stand by. Yes, that's a homie, Mike. He's real good people. Mike is a white dude. Mike and Jenna. From Texas, though, one of the only two white people that's in the private
group
page right now.
What about the other chick? It's another chick.
Jenna from Texas. She's new.
It's the old chick, though.
Who? No.
Is she gone from the group? She been gone for a minute?
I don't know, but I don't know. I don't think I have any more. They're cool, but I don't think I have any more
white
people.
The other white chick you used to be going back and forth with all the time.
Who?
I can't remember her name.
Florida.
I think.
No, look to my Casey.
Casey, yeah.
Yeah, but Casey hasn't talked to the group in a minute.
Okay.
Casey hasn't talked to me. But she is still a part of the group, actually. She just hasn't talked in a minute. But you, all right, you're right. KC is also a part of the group. That's right. Oh, and my homeboy Sean from Sean Foster. He is, but he doesn't talk. He doesn't talk that much. But big ups to Mike, because Mike is real active. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Real talk. All right, so I'm going down to the next caller, man. Well, I appreciate all the people calling in, getting ready to do their shots out. Of course, on the line next is Michigan girl. What's popping, babe?
What's up, hey, Scrappy? Miss Scrappy.
Yeah.
I was falling out. I went and downloaded the show. I was falling out last night. I had to listen to the download. I was at work.
Let me tell everybody about the inside joke. My homegirl, Michigan, right here, she called the show. She's part of the private group. Her ass 30-something years old and got to fighting in the club. Fighting out in the club like she's 16 and shit. About some goddamn. What ain't her fight? It's about one of her homegirls
and niggas. And that's how we do.
That's that bullshit. She hanging out with her homegirls. And some bitch try her homegirls. So she
and that's
goddamn,
what you do, man.
End up in the back of the seat of the goddamn police car for the first time in her life at 35 fucking years old where they do that shit. Only on K100.
It's episode 100.
Well, hell, I was keeping it 100. I wasn't going to let them jump on my girl.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why I gave you some props for it. I gave you some props for that. You're supposed to be. That just means you ain't no punk bitch. All right? Damn it, man. All right, so, first of all, let me stop the music. Let me get your K100 shout out. Go ahead.
All right, K100 shout out. All right, this Alvina, a.k.a. Mission Girl, giving a shout-out to Blizzom, K100 Radio. Congratulations on 100 episodes. I need about 500 more because I fucked with K100 Radio.
Hey, that was one of the best ones. Sound like a pro, man. Maybe you should be in broadcasting. All right, so getting down to the subject at hand, what was one of your memorable episodes of K100? Now, I want to ask you which one was the fun one, the most entertaining one, and I want to ask you which one really made you, that you felt was a service to black people and stuff. Because like I said, I got more shows actually talking about real shit when it comes to our people and people in general. But you know, I'm black and I'm real pro-black and everything, not to exclude my white friends, but I really feel like black people really do need a lot of help and uplifting a lot of times. So I do have I focus on a lot of issues that consistently concern us. But which one of the episodes that you had the most fun with, and which one of the episodes that you feel like was the more serious one that you feel like everybody needs to hear? Go ahead.
Man, the most fun I would have had to say was the Freak of Me Part 2, because I didn't get to call in for the first one. I got to listen to it afterwards, but I didn't get to call in. And Cheating 101 was hilarious. That one had me dying.
It was. Come here. Yeah. How many lashes did you get? On the Freak of Me.
I'm trying to remember. It was like, it was kind of up there. I
you
got eight
up.
Of,
so freak out, motherfucker. Yeah, I remember. You got like eight lashes. Yeah.
I think I had eight. I think the only thing I hadn't done was mess with a girl in a threesome, so I was close.
Right. Ten being the highest you could get.
Right. Yeah, I was at like at 7 or 8 or something like that, boo.
All right. That wasn't a serious. Are you considering that a serious episode or a funny?
No, that was just another funny one. You know, I had two that I thought was real funny because, you know, y'all was giving the tips and you had to like list, don't do this, don't do that. So I just thought that was another funny one.
One of my top rated as far as calls, I had almost 40 people on the line that night. You feel me? I had almost 40 people on the line
that
night.
So they trying to figure out how to cheat, right?
You know what I'm saying? 40 people on the line.
They trying to get their cheating down and figure out how not to get caught.
It's high rated in the downloads, but it's one of the highest as far as people that called in and listened. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So that was an episode. I did have a lot of fun on that one. That was some real ass talk with some real shit. Some of y'all motherfuckers I might have called a couple motherfuckers up with that one right there.
Right. Some people might need to take some pointers on that one.
Right. Some of you niggas need some help. Y'all keep getting caught and shit.
How about stop doing? We're not going to even go there.
How about what?
Cut that shit out.
Anyway.
You already know.
Refer back to the whole threshold, episode 10, if you need any references.
Just being a
hoe. Some of these shows you need to listen to before you listen to the other one. You know what I'm saying? To see whether or not, if I'm talking to you hoes, to see whether or not you are actually a hoe, you need to start at episode 10. So when I say the word hoe, you know whether or not I'm talking to your hoeish ass. All right. Order things.
All right. My more serious episodes, the one you just did recently about, you know, politics or not voting, the apathy that black people have, I think that was a really good one. Mm-hmm. And
the apathy of color, which was the call in was in the teens, which is low as fuck. Only 16 people called in, which is very low, and only 55 people downloaded the episode, which is also
low. I think that was a really good episode. It made, you know, we put a lot of stuff out there about why a lot of black people may or may not vote, and it made you just think about some different things. So I think that was one of the really good, serious ones.
It was, and that's sadly to say, it's one of my least popular episodes. I actually posted that shit on Facebook. I was so just distraught about the fact that it was one of my lowest. I posted the next day, and I knew it was going to happen, but I posted the next day on Facebook how disappointed I was with my people. You know what I'm saying? About not even giving the fuck enough to even listen to this kind of show. I mean, I'm not even trying to preach to you, man. We had some fun still doing the show, but if you can't even have no fun to talk about this shit, I know your ass ain't going to the polls. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, right. I got a problem with people that does that. Well, okay, Alvina, you did a great shout out, and I'm going to make sure I use it. I got a couple more people on the line. I'll get to them in a second, but I'm going to play an excerpt.
Stay out of trouble, Evan.
We got you on the bill. You don't have to stay. appreciate it, because you never know. I might go somewhere and see them hoes again, and I might need to call my K-100 family and be like, hey, I need y'all to come get me out.
Got you.
She already know. I'll come bail you out now. I'm going to need to get that back when you jump, though. I'm just saying. All right. Stay on the line, please don't hang up. Everybody that's on the line, please don't go anywhere. Like the homie Mike said, one of my most important episodes, you feel what I'm saying, was episode one. And I actually got some excerpts. Even though the show wasn't fluid, you feel what I'm saying, I actually did have a lot of people that called in just because I had just started. Like I said, I had a lot more active participation back then. So I got a couple excerpts from episode one that I'm going to play for you.
What are we talking about tonight?
I've been letting the callers call in, give their two pieces about something that's been kind of getting on their damn nerves.
How the hell do you leave your one-year-old baby and husband and take off? They've been looking for you for the last past 2 months. I've spent $5,000 looking for you, and you down in Miami Beach with your boyfriend. Now they want to say she got postpartum depression. That happened. I don't have no damn postpartum depression. Oh, she's just trifling as hell.
This is what you do to that motherfucking bitch. Look. Bitch. Kill your motherfucking self, bitch. And it might not be her husband, baby. It might be the goddamn motherfucker she's fucking down there in Miami, baby. Who knows? As soon as that bitch get back, we get a DNA test, bitch.
Yes, that was that one. And also, we had this excerpt from episode one.
Go ahead. Look into it.
I just want to know
why
these dudes out here with these short little bitty things.
Oh, here we go.
Acting like they got it going on. I mean, come on now.
What nigga, if they do got a little dick, gonna go out there and say, man, I got a little ass dick. You know what I'm saying?
Act like what you got. That's what I'm saying.
Why a little dick nigga supposed to act, goddammit? Tell the people how a little dick nigga supposed
like
to act.
Little
what the fuck is a little dick nigga supposed to act? Tell me specifically, what is the rules? What little dick niggas can't? Listen, all you little dick niggas and all you girls fucking with little dick niggas, I'm going to need y'all to pay attention and pass this on. Now, you tell us, Miss Peaches, what is it that the little dick niggas specifically cannot and should not be doing?
And the little dick niggas should not try to fuck you and then act like you're supposed to be all head over heels for them.
What about all the goddamn dry pussy, same pussy girls out here acting around here, goddamn acting like they all that? Can we talk about them too? Can we shoot them?
Yeah, you can talk about them too.
Hold on.
I ain't kind of going with the little dick nigga.
You're right, Miss Peaches. You know what I do with people like that right there?
Just some quick stuff. That was like two of the callers that called in. You know what I'm saying? We had a great time. We had a lot of fun. You know what I mean? I got excerpts from episode 14. You feel what I'm saying? Which was the episode where we talked about legalizing pot, pussy, and profit. Basically, people called in and gave their opinion. I felt like we should legalize weed and legalize prostitution, because why would you tell a woman that they can't sell their own fucking pussy? And why would you try to make weed illegal and lock people up for weed when cigarettes and alcohol kill more people with DUIs and cancer way more than marijuana did? And so I addressed that too, episode 14.
She got to see her son or her child or whatever to do it. So, I mean, you just said ain't nothing wrong with it, right? He may leave some money on the nightstand for you to get your hair stuff, but it's still, you still
performed a service for him, and he gave you some money.
Okay.
So every woman probably been prostituted at some point of their life. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't be illegal for her to do that. If she needs it, that is her pussy. And a nigga throwing you a little something for the light bill, and you think you ain't a hoe? Bitch, kill yourself. Bitch, you a hoe.
But see, that the difference is they a smart hoe, and he said getting some money. They ain't fucking for free like some dumb hoes. It's the difference. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna do it right.
Okay. Hey,
all right. If it's $500, you know? If you get now times that 10 to 50, he ain't gonna get the pussy again. That's just for him.
Hey, all right, the pussy, dog. The pussy, that's that bitch pussy. Let that bitch sell all the pussy you want to sell. That's number one on the pussy. The weed, I got something else going on with the weed, dog. I don't know about legalizing the weed, dog. There's a lot of boys, a lot of homies to be out of business, dog.
That might be the only reason, the one and only reason I might not want to do it, because it will fuck up the dope game. But think about how many of your motherfucking niggas doing loan numbers behind weed.
I totally agree with you. It's your body. Right. You can do whatever you want to be able to do with your body.
All right.
She got to feed her son or her child or whatever to do it. So, I mean, you just said ain't nothing wrong with it, right? He may leave some money on the nightstand for you to get your hair stuff, but you still performed the service for him, and he gave you some money.
Okay.
So that's just, right?
My bad, it went right back into the other one. It looped back into the other one. But yeah, that was from episode 41, which is one of my top rated, one of my highly rated shows, call-ins. As far as call-ins, they had a lot of live callers. Not as many downloads, but it had a lot of live calls. It had 40 people on the line for that particular show. So that's why I went back and downloaded that one. I also got some more excerpts that we're going to play in a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? From episode 20, you feel me, which was episode 20, which was Assorted Colors, the interracial one. That's also another good one where, you know, a little heated exchange went down. Also, you know what I'm saying? Episode 15, you know what I mean? Episode 15, which was, what was that? Oh, Just Be Friends. When people try to say that you can you just be friends with a guy? And would you let your girlfriend or your man or whatever have a male friend that they hang around a lot? Like, for real, where they do that? You know what I'm saying? So once again, everybody, welcome to the show.
It's episode 100.
K100 Internet Radio, you feel me? I'm getting ready to go back to the phone lines, open up the phone lines to all my people that's calling in to support me. Next person that I got on the line right here that I see is Jana. Jana, what's poppin', Jana?
Hey, Blizzum, what it do?
What's going down? Thanks for calling the show. All right, Jana just got turned on to K100 not too long ago, so I know a lot of these older episodes you probably don't know about or realize that I had. But I'm telling you, I highly suggest that you go through my show page and just read the first line of the show, and then you'll get a general idea about what I'm talking about. And a lot of them you can benefit from, especially the one I had, Assorted Colors, on interracial relationships. Have you ever listened to that episode?
No, I haven't. Which one was that? Like, what number was that again? I need to write it down.
Yeah, episode. Let me see. Assorted numbers. Assorted Colors, I mean, episode 20, Assorted Colors, interracial relationships. You really need to listen to that one, Jana. Aren't you in an interracial relationship?
Yeah.
Right. You might want to check it out. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Live interesting stuff was said on that particular show. Live interesting stuff. But I want to, again, thank you for calling the show. First of all, let me stop the music real quick and let you do your K100 shout-out that I'm going to be using for my commercial. All right. Speak.
Hey, give a shout out to K100. Keep doing the damn thing. Big shout out to Blizzum. And I have to give a huge shout out to the homie Noonie Jr., because he's the one that turned me on to K100 in the first place.
All right. That's what's popping. The homie Noonie Jr. also be showing love to the show. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I called Noonie Jr. show the other night, and it was off the chain. He had some dude on there, some African dude, and it just got fucking crazy in that motherfucker. But I had a lot of fun. The African dude, I pissed the African dude. I don't know if he's really an African or a dude or a nigga acting like an African, but I pissed his ass off because I goddamn told him, asked that motherfucker why the hell the goddamn Africans act like they better than the goddamn black Americans. Because
they think all y'all pimps and all women.
The nigga got mad. He wanted to cuss. He going to do this to me. He threatened me over the radio. As if, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He really threatened me over the radio. You know what I'm saying? He just got really upset. But it's the truth, nigga. I mean, whatever you want, what do they call it? What's the African word for nigga? Nigga.
Nigga, it's the same.
You nigga. after me. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But he got pissed the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? But it was a great show. Now, Jenna, you recently got to the show, so I know you don't have a lot to choose from because I know you haven't really been listening long. But yeah, out of the show that you've heard, you've been listening for at least, I know, about 10 to 15 episodes, at least, I know. Out of those, what do you think of the, what do you think of the show? What do you think, which one had you the most entertained?
It was at Team 101, I have to say. That was the first one I called in, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, you picked the good one. That's probably what got you hooked. Yeah, that's probably what got you hooked. Cheating 101. That's the first time you ever heard my show. You're pretty much going to be stuck from that point because that was a real good episode right there. I think I'll be to bring it up. That one was fun. Did you learn something?
No, I didn't have to learn anything. I already knew. Shit, I was getting upset.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Wow.
You got it down pat. You already know how to be a goddamn cheating ass king, don't you? That's all right. All right, what's up? Well, you've been listening long enough. What about any one of my serious episodes? Which one that you was feeling the most?
I was loving that about the church. Remember you were asking about if you let your kids, like if you let them go to church, and like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Too Much of a Good Thing, episode 96.
There you go.
That was a great episode. On that episode, everybody that's listening, if you haven't heard episode 96 back, I addressed people who grew up in church or people who make their kids go to church a lot more than you know.
Right.
Is that good or a bad thing? Like sometimes I stated that I was a PK, a preacher's kid, and me going to church a whole bunch actually made me not want to go when I got older. It like made me sick of church, actually. It kind of had a reverse effect. And so people who make their kids go to church a lot more, you know what I'm saying, than they really want to, is that a good or a bad thing? And it's one of my more serious episodes, you know what I mean? But of course, you know what I'm saying, when I'm talking about stuff like that, it wasn't highly rated. Had a lot of callers, but not a lot of downloads. But yeah, that was a pretty good episode, you know what I'm saying? See, not talking about it, don't you realize I did a lot more shows about serious shit?
Yeah.
I've done a lot more shows about.
Yeah, I'm looking
shit.
At them like, yeah.
Yeah, I've done a lot more shows about real talk shit.
You know, we like to be entertained. Though, so
I know.
Remember
I know.
All that crazy.
You sitting here watching. Look, for those of y'all who know, my friend Key from the K100 page, she's actually at the studio, in studio with me tonight, co-hosting with me, and she's looking at the stat sheet as I'm saying it, and she can pretty much back up what I'm saying. You're looking at the stat sheet like the shows where I'm serious, they really don't be highly rated. She's looking at it herself. You know what I'm saying? So that is what it is. I know what that says about people. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I don't think this is the place that people are going to get life lessons, I guess. You know what I'm saying? but at the same time, the show is meant. It's called K100, Keep It 100, because it's straight up real talk. You feel what I'm saying? It really is uncensored straight up talk. You feel what I'm saying? So that's the whole point of the damn show. So if you really take it for what it is, then you should be calling in because I'm going to give it to your ass raw. The shit that you really, really, the way people really, really think in life, in everyday life, not sugarcoated. You feel what I'm saying? Like some other people. Well, Jenna, I really want to thank you for calling in and supporting the show and becoming a new member of the show. All right, appreciate it. All right.
Already.
All right, stay on the line if you can. I got about four more people raising their hand. I want to make sure I get to everybody that's calling, okay?
All right.
All right, I got the 757, then I got Keisha F., and then I got Veronica McNair, who actually made a couple of excerpts. Yeah, so did Keisha. I'm going to have him on deck in a minute. 757, you on the air with K100. What's popping?
This your boy, yo, W. Blizzum, what it is.
What's happening? Oh, you know, I got to hold on. Let me pause the music right motherfucking now. Let me get this motherfucking on the air drop, homie. Go ahead and run it down, dog.
This your boy, yo, W. on the K100 show. Much love to Blizzum. You know how it is. Kingpin music all day.
That's what's up, homie. Appreciate that. Definitely going to be using that. You feel what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm going to mash some of these motherfucking artists that ain't calling my motherfucking 100th episode.
Yeah!
And I spent that motherfucking music,
shit.
Nigga. You the motherfucking goddamn first artist tonight, you feel me, that's called the show and celebrated my 100th episode for me, you feel me, tonight. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, definitely going to be getting the goddamn OW music placed back in rotation. That we never took it out, but I'm going to be spinning your shit a little extra, you feel me, in the next couple episodes. You know what I'm saying? Because that niggas don't understand, they take it for granted, man. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like a nigga ain't gotta play your shit. It's like any other, and all I show love is too is independence. And I try to show love to dudes. I ain't trying to catch nothing. All I do is say send me your shit, man. They could call back in and be like, what's up, homie? Appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying? But I ain't bent about it. I ain't no sensitive nigga. You know what I'm saying? So anyway,
it's episode 100.
I just like that shit. Oh, W, I know you. I don't know how many shows you got a chance to listen to, my nigga, but what's your take on the show?
Man, yo, Blizzard, I'm going to tell you straight up. I love your swagger, man. I mean, you got a facade about yourself. You do your thing. Nobody can stop you. I mean, you an independent artist as well, and you covering a spread for a whole genre of other independent artists. So if they not fucking with you, then they not fucking with music.
Right, exactly, homie. That's real talk. You can't be serious about your career as an artist, and you don't use an outlet like K100. The love I show to artists, you feel me, it's crazy for you not to take advantage of it. You feel what I'm saying? It's crazy for you not to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Just because, I'm not a hater, and I'm one of the most approachable, cool people that you're ever going to meet, and everybody who knows me knows that. So I don't understand why I not want to fuck with me. I'm going to spin your music. Like some other shows, if you ain't, like, on a certain kind of swagger music, they won't play. Like, you may not be an East Coast rapper or a Southern rapper. I play everybody's shit. You feel what I'm saying? East Coast, West Coast, whatever, nigga. I'm running it. You send it to me. You call my show, I'm going to run it. Well, all you got to do is call the show and show some love, and I'm going to spin your music, dog. So I think you get it, and that's why your shit's going to be played. And I want to appreciate you for goddamn showing that love and spreading that word out. You feel what I'm saying? What, you ever heard, like, one of my shows that you kind of, like, listened to maybe and heard the discussion and kind of liked the discussion that we was talking about, O.W.?
Well, the one when you were talking about, you know, how parents make their kids go to church, and then as the kids get older, they turn away from the church. It has a lot of, you know, it has a strong meaning to it, but it, you know, for me, you know, it was like that. Moms always made me go. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a problem with that. But as I got older, you know, I still believe in what I believe in. I still have my beliefs, but you can hold prayer anywhere, because it never says anywhere in the Bible that you can't hold prayer anywhere. It doesn't say that.
Right.
Your house is your home. That's your temple. You can hold prayer in your own home. That is your temple.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. And that's the whole point, man. You feel what I'm saying? It was episode 96, Too Much of a Good Thing. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? She's looking through the page right now. She's trying to find which one she's fucking with. You feel what I'm saying? Ooh. But, OW, man, I really appreciate that shout-out, dog, and that drop. I'm going to play some of your music. I'm not playing any music tonight. I'm just basically I'm playing excerpts from the old shows. You feel what I'm saying? It's in place of the music tonight. But, of course, when I get back to playing the music in the next episodes, I'm going to be running the OW shit. And trust me when I tell you this, dog. It's going to pop out of nowhere in your email. You're going to pop up one day and see the goddamn Blizzard OW track collab, and then you're going to be like, I'm fucking with it, all right? Just give me a minute, because I'm a busy dude. But when I get to it, I get in the lab, I'm going to bang that beat out, drop my bars in that hook, and, nigga, I'm sending it to you so you can do your thing. You feel me?
Damn right. Hey, I'm ready to come on tour. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, you know, I tell people that, and then they be like, ah, he bullshitting. And then, like the homie M. Dot and a couple other people was like, oh, nigga, he was for real. When they got that email, and so it was like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying, all these collabs that I got. I'm like, if you look at my fucking music page, you know I'm down for collab, and I got songs with some of every fucking body. So to think otherwise is just fucking kill yourself. All right? Just give me a minute, dog. I got to get around to getting that track together. All right?
All right.
All right. That's the homie O.W., man. I'm fucking with O.W. Oh, O.W.
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell him how to get your music real quick, because you called the show.
Oh, man, you can just Google me, or you can either go to iTunes, Napster, any of the publicity music sites where you can download, and just type in Kingpin Music. And that's Kingpin with an I, not an E. So it's Kingpin Music. And just type it in, you'll find me. Or you can just go to my Facebook, my Twitter, anything. Just type in O-D-U-B-B-Y, and I'm there all day.
All right, homie, that's what's popping. Stand by. All right,
I got
you. All right, I see Russell and Keisha on the line. Let me y'all were next, but let me jump and take LL, because I think she's on a set schedule. I'm going to take her call, then I'm coming to Keisha and Veronica, because I know she might be at work. I'm going to take her so I can get her drop and get her input, and then I'm coming to you, ladies. Sorry about that. Let me jump down here and grab her, because he's kind of flashing the one. She might not have a
LL call. Always flashing the one.
Yeah, I know.
I got a flash song. I got a flash song. Y'all need to quit now. It's show 100.
That's what. All right.
Too excited about this. All day, been waiting.
Hold on. Let me stop the music. Give me the drop first. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. What's up? It's the one and only LL, chilling with my boy Blizzum, the only one to take it from the Bay to the A to the World Wide Web, proving that you only a star if your light shines further than your own backyard. Keeping it real on K100 Internet Radio.
All Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a fucking radio DJ, people.
Get it.
That's really unfair. This is really unfair. All right, man, thanks for calling into the show. Keisha Elf and then Veronica McNair is up next. Okay, L, off the top, you feel what I'm saying? Which one of the shows?
I cannot pick a favorite show. I cannot pick a favorite show. I was going to say that my favorite show would be the one that you killed me on because we disagreed. But I think that was about five shows, and I don't even know how many lives I got left on K100.
Well, you got infinite amounts of lives on K100. I could just kill you.
See, there we go. I'm dead again. And again. I'm just dead. Where are we at? I rebuke that. You can't be shooting me.
All right, but just tell me what can you just kind of
I got to get my scary moment.
Oh, the scary moment? Was that your one?
No, I said I have to get mine since I missed the show last month.
Oh, you did?
Sure do.
Yeah, that's the first one you missed in a long time.
I know. Supervising.
Ah, damn it, man. Yeah. Okay, so you don't have one for me, LL, that you like the most? What about one that was the most informative for the people that people really needed to hear?
You know what? Now, the most informative one that, I have mixed feelings about this one. Because I think people needed to hear it, but then on the other hand, I think people didn't need to hear it. And I don't remember what episode it was, but it was the crazy lady who was black.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't like
that.
But
I got that.
Yeah.
No.
I think some people needed to hear it as inspiration to get on their, grind and do what they need to do because of the way that our own people view us sometimes. And then I think that some people probably didn't need to hear because maybe their self-esteem isn't up to par and they could fall into her trap. So that was a catch-22, and some listeners needed to hear it and some listeners didn't. But I think that may have been one of the good ones, even though I didn't like it. It showed another perspective. It showed, because, like you said, and you killed me on that show because you were like, because I was like, cut her off. And you were like, no, LL, we keep it 100. I am not going to cut her off. If you call the show, it is my responsibility as a host to let you speak your mind. And you stuck to that. And that's the reason why K100 is the success that it is, because you don't censor anybody. You can't be censored. You don't censor anybody. So people know that when they call and they're given their opinion on the topic, that they can truly say what's on their heart and what's on their mind. And, you're going to run with it. You might not agree, but it's going to be a conversation. It's going to be a discussion. And that is what we need in our community. And, not only in the black community, but just period. We need that communication. So if we don't understand, we need that dialogue to try to understand, and it'll cut out a lot of confusion. So big up to K100 for pulling that off.
Yes. And actually, the show that she's talking about, since she brought it up, that was on, and that wasn't even the fucking discussion of the show. The show was episode 25, Mama Said Knock You Out, which was a high-rated show. You feel what I'm saying? Episode 25, Mama Said Knock You Out. Yeah! The meat and potatoes of that show was supposed to be about, for everybody who never heard that show, I was talking about when women hit men, should they expect to get their motherfucking ass hit back. You feel what I'm saying? I was not advocating abuse of women at all by any way, shape, or form. That's not what I was advocating. I was simply saying that sometimes women need to learn to keep their fucking hands to themselves. And I was shocked by how many women called the show, you feel what I'm saying, and was actually like, fuck that. You feel what I'm saying? If a motherfucker female feel like she bad enough to hit you, you understand what I'm saying? Then she need to get her ass knocked out. We ain't talking about hitting her for nothing. We're talking about she hits you first. Right.
A woman should know her place. Okay. I might get, a lot of hands raised when I say that. You don't do something that's gonna provoke a man to do something to you like that in the first place. I mean, you know that he's gonna hit harder if he hits you back. Why are you gonna even go up there and hit like that? I mean, why would you even do that?
You know what I'm saying? You going to cause him some harm or something, then yeah, maybe then he need to hit you back. But if you just hit him with them powder puffs and stuff, that'll get no nigga to right to knock your ass out. No, it don't. Because you know he's just probably trying to get attention from him.
We're just weaker. And I think because we are, that's the only way we feel that we can get back at a guy is to put our hands on him. I'm not saying I do it. I'm not saying I condone any woman that does it, but we just don't need to be doing that. And I mean, if you slap her, if a sister or any woman hit a dude, She just subject to what happens. I mean, it's like a reflex. If you hit somebody, they coming back at you. So if you get the reflex in the jaw, then you shouldn't have swung. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you what upset me about this shit. We got our own black leaders and black people in our community advocating women hit men. I'll be sitting back listening to Bazin and Sharpton, and they be talking about this, and they be sitting there getting on the men. What can she do to you? You need to walk away. Now, any nigga that's ever been in this situation know if you try to walk away, that woman going to follow your ass and still try to whoop
your ass. Exactly. Exactly. Now, exactly. Say it again. Ain't no walking away when that motherfucking bitch tripping.
I anticipated, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, that particular show, you know what I mean, LL. I thank you for bringing that up. You feel what I'm saying? Because that was actually the show that Elizabeth, the infamous Elizabeth, was on, and everybody was just so miffed and just pissed off at that chick, LL, especially LL, and her spirit when everything was pretty bad, and everybody was like, this bitch is crazy. She was actually a black woman who was really just really down on her own people, real bad. You remember that show, LL?
Yes. What? I know you didn't ask me if I remember that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, I was just saying, you know. But I just want to remind you, I just want to tell the people embrace them because I actually have a clip of that. Stand by. Because
right. I have a lot of resentment towards black people. This culture is a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? So
you are black, aren't you?
Show. Yeah.
You are black, right?
Of course.
And you got resentment towards black people?
Hell yeah. This culture is a piece of shit. Everything that represents us is a piece of shit. So when you link yourself to a piece of shit, you are a piece of shit. Just like black women's ass is a glory hole. You know what a glory hole is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
And that affects the image of black women. Don't you see the hate towards black women, even that men have? Name something that's in the driver's seat. Not somebody that I don't give a crap about positive black people in the back seat. I'm talking about who's driving. Going around the world, going places that the average black man can't go. A black man can take his college diploma and wipe his ass with it. A white felon has a better chance of getting a job than a black man.
And that's the black man's fault?
Yes, hell yes, I'm so fucking glad that black men don't have jobs, because until you start creating jobs and be a powerful person in the community and stop standing online asking a white man for a job, hell yeah, you should be out of work. See, we're used to chicklin' and pixie, so any type of representation, any type of scraps make us feel good. Just like Dick Sisters, how are you going to let the lowest standard motherfucker stand up in the world and say, I think she's beautiful? You equate black thick women with shit. Black thick women, when I see a black thick sister's ghetto, is low class, and that's why men of status, when they get to the top, they have the skinniest bitch they can find. They don't dig thick women. So you hand your image over to shit, that's what you become. Shit. Period. She seems
like a college-educated,
articulate woman with her head up her ass. Bring it on.
Whoa, let's take that type
of black people. You go to school
with
your
head
up
your ass.
You forget the energy of the community. See, I ride with God.
Fuck all
God's
the energy.
Soldier.
Let's talk about realistic things here. You come on somebody's show generalizing a group of people. You've never even heard the show before. You're listening to one particular episode about one particular thing, and you're making a broad generalization about every black person.
Yeah, that's his entire energy. He's a destroyer. He wants to destroy you. Black women have the highest STD.
You just misunderstood what I said.
He wants to destroy you.
The friend can be trusted. Why are you saying black people, we want to unite? What you should be saying is black people want to unite. Because when you say we, you are including yourself. So you need to take that self-righteous, pious denial or whatever of your black skin, and you can just cut your own throat, okay? Because
so now it's my problem.
You can cut your own throat, because we don't
so
need
now it's my problem.
You.
When I say that this culture is one that has to be torn down, it has to be torn down. It has to be torn down.
But the way you are tearing it down is not the way to do
it. I'm not an uplifting person. I'm a tear-down person. See,
and that was the infamous Elizabeth.
Hey, you cannot tell me that you don't feel that pure hatred in her voice. Are you serious? It's still there in the recording.
Yeah,
Yeah, she was something else. That exchange was a lot deeper. A lot of people that didn't hear that show. That was actually a part of episode 25. Mama said knock you out, but she called in on some other shit, and we kind of got sidetracked onto that subject. But a lot of people emailed me, commented to me about on Facebook about her, about some of the other shit she said. It was so much shit I just couldn't even really get it all. But she was one of those black people that just hates the fact that she's black, hates everything about us as a people, and she's black herself. And if you ever really just heard anybody have some real self-hate, I think that sister is one person who really feels like that. And a lot of people felt that negative energy and called into my show and talked to me on Facebook like, why did you let her talk so long? You should have cut that bitch off. But I was like, no. So you don't even understand the nature of K100. The whole point is being uncensored and letting it flow, because one thing about it, she ain't the only person.
That's
out
what
there
I was about
like
to say.
That.
She is not the only one. Yes. So please don't get it twisted. Like, that's an isolated type
yes.
situation.
There are a lot of black people who have that issue with us. Ourselves, our own black people. You feel me? They move as far away from black people as they possibly can when they get some money. They don't even want to be associated. They wish they could bleach their fucking skin. You feel me? And just be white. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people who have that issue that's black. And so when she came on here, it touched a lot of nerves because she said a lot more shit about black women. And that's what killed me because she was a woman. And she just dogged black women. You know what I'm saying? But that was that's why her and Veronica and Shay really got into that heated exchange. And that's only a small part of it. But I let her ride out for a good minute just to show people that it's people like this out here. It's black people like that out here. And that's what my show was about, man. You feel me? It really is. It's really about, you know what I'm saying, uncensored talking. It's more than just talking about the crazy shit, cheating and relationship and bullshit and fucking and all that. But even though I love those episodes, you feel me? Don't get me wrong.
And Blizz,
I just want to make sure people have understanding. Yeah.
Let me add just one more thing. And when I was talking to you about the show and why you didn't cut her off, you said one thing to me, and I was like, you know what? It's his show. Trust him as a host. You said there's a method to my madness. And when you said that, I'm sure you probably didn't foresee holding other shows about self-hate or, you know what I'm saying, are we racist to our own culture or whatever. You probably didn't see it that night. But because that show happened and because you stayed true to K100's motto about letting people speak what's on their mind, you had already had people thinking about what was going on in their own culture and if they really did harbor that self-hate. So you opened up those lines of dialogue early on by letting her get what she had on her chest off. And like I said, I have to commend K100 once again and you as well for doing your thing and staying true to what, you know, you say the purpose of your show is. It's like sometimes you can stray away and it's hard to do that, but you make sure that you do not stray and you keep it 100 on K100, and that's what's up.
I do, and I appreciate you for supporting me this whole time. I appreciate everybody else that's supporting me. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, you did.
It's episode 100.
I've been doing that all night. You know what I'm saying? All right, stand by, LL. Let me jump to the rest of the callers. I know Veronica's been waiting, and Keisha's been waiting for a minute. Let me get to them sisters, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Keisha F. and then Miss Minera is going to be on deck. Keisha, what's popping, babe? Thanks for calling. What's going down?
What's going on?
Ah. Yeah. You remember Elizabeth. I remember you had a lot to say to Elizabeth that day. You feel me? I just didn't have enough. I was trying to keep the excerpt short. You know what I'm saying? But I remember that you and her went back and forth also. I remember that too. That was good.
Yeah. Great. Hi.
Well, of course, before I even go any further, let me stop the music. Let me get you dropped. Run it down.
All right, this is Keisha F., y'all. Let's keep it 100 all day, every day on K100. Bam. All
right. Bam.
Bam.
All right.
It's episode 100.
All right, Keisha, so give it to me. Which one of the episodes that you can recall was the most entertaining?
Oh, the most entertaining when Key and old girl went back and forth. If you didn't know this was K100, if you didn't know this was keeping it 100 after that show,
right?
After that show, you better know.
Right. When Key and Candy got into the heated exchange, that was that was pretty classic. You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, you want to hear it? Here you go.
Oh shit.
Uh-oh.
no hoe is going to get on here and try to slick talk me. Bitch, you don't get on the phone and say my name until you make sure I'm on the fucking line. That shit ain't gangsta sweet.
Oh,
until you got something to show for all that motherfucker, all that fucking dick sucking, all this, bitch, you got a house that you pay for without having to put a dick in your mouth in your pussy. You got a car that you ride in that you can pay for without that shit. Don't, you need to get on my motherfucking level.
Go ahead.
Let me explain something to you, baby girl. This is all fun and games. You understand what I'm saying?
No, but it ain't no kind of game.
Look, hold on. Hey, y'all sit there and listen to what you had to say. You got to listen to what the fuck I got to say, too.
It's all fun and games.
Why I got to be a hoe? Because, bitch, you don't even really
because
know me.
Let me
it's
tell
all,
you something. Hold on.
This is all
games.
This is all fun and games. You understand what I'm saying? This
no,
is
you
fucking entertainment. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm trying
to
don't
on this
little
talk. Me and
the motherfucking
line. Whole side of motherfuckers. It shouldn't even be that motherfucking serious. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why you bringing up
shit
from last
week. You don't know me. Because, bitch,
why
I wasn't
bringing up shit from last week.
Because, bitch,
that's
I wasn't on the line.
I said what the fuck I
was
want to say.
I was not on the line. Oh, my God, bitch. I was not on the motherfucking line for 2 days. You feel what I'm saying? So I called back, and I just had something to
why
say.
Why
did
you
say
about that shit? That's
hold
my
on.
Whole thing.
I didn't, listen, I didn't even know that you was not on the line. You feel what I'm saying?
You
that
asked.
Was all
you
fun
asked.
And
make
games.
Sure I'm on the
that's
line.
What I'm trying to
say. My name come out your fucking mouth.
Oh, my God,
sure
please. I thought you was on the line. You call every day, so I just thought
you
was on the line.
You should have asked.
You
should have
you understand what I'm saying? But it ain't even that serious, though.
The most recent one, the apathy.
about voting and things. I think that was probably the best of the serious conversations that we've had.
I think that was the most, this particular time right now, because motherfuckers really don't understand the seriousness of this upcoming election. So when it comes to, in relation to your daily, everyday life living in fucking America, it would be actually true that that is one of the top ones, because this fucking election that's coming up is super duper important. And I have a feeling that it's not going to turn out good for Obama, his movement, the change that we need. I'm pretty much gonna bet that the Republicans are going to take the House and Senate back. You know what I'm saying? It's just looking like that's what it's going to be. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? But I have to say one of my favorites was episode 73, the article that I did about the CNN article, does the black church keep its women single? I think that was one of my...
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes, that's one of my highest rated shows.
I didn't remember the title of that one, where we had a lot of the church members call in. Well, not necessarily church members, but Christians that were calling in.
Yes.
Some new people.
Yes, it was a CNN article, episode 73. CNN did a study about black people and black women in churches, and with the message that they were receiving from the pulpit and from their peers, and it was hinting to the fact that that's why it was so many single black women, because black women go to church a lot, and they have these morals and these objectives and stuff that they have to suspect for men, and it was crazy. A lot of people got on me about having it, saying that I was supporting that stance, and that's not even it. It's just the fact that if CNN actually had that as a show and had it as an article, how could I not talk about it? You feel what I'm saying? Because it was so controversial. You know what I'm saying? And so I just did a whole episode on it, and we had a lot of participation. 150 people downloaded just that one show, which is high. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, it was one show that I felt like just the exchanges that we had on the show. You feel what I'm saying? It was real good. You know what I'm saying? All right, Keisha, thanks for being a longtime supporter. You feel me? Once again, thanks for being part of the group. And also, Keisha is forming a K100 official cruise.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
K100 followers. We got that coming up next year, 2011, the fall of 2011. So that gives you plenty of time to plan. Gives you plenty of time.
We would be in Oklahoma, boo, today, next year.
Yes.
Right.
Wonderful.
So, if you want to roll with us, it's going to be just be able to go with a bunch of real people. If you're married,
I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying?
Some of us might have our significant other next
some
year.
Some of y'all, you know what I'm saying, bring them, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to be off the motherfucking chain.
We might be booed up next year.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I don't want to put that in people's heads. Like, it's going to be some floating orgy. Which I'm not necessarily opposed to that.
I have a serious question. Before we go.
Go ahead.
What happened to be red?
That's a long story that I can't even discuss it on the air.
Okay.
Can't even discuss it on the air, but it's a real long story. Ma'am, we didn't fall out or anything like that, so for all you motherfucking haters that want to think me and my partner fell out, it's not that, but it's just can't talk about it on the show.
Well, just tell them what that means next time you see.
Please say the baby.
All right, I'll tell them.
He coined that phrase.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And Ace Appleton.
Right. All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Well, we're having a great show. You feel me? A lot of people called into the show. I want to thank everybody that's calling in and supporting the movement. You dig? I'm getting ready to go down the line. I got more people that want to talk to me and maybe want to give a shout out. So up deck, I got AJ, then I got 44277, and then I got T. Lewis. You feel what I'm saying? In that order, stand by. If you haven't talked, I see a couple more numbers, private numbers, some other numbers. Hit the number one if you want to get at me, but I got these three coming up next. I got about 25 minutes left in the show, and so we're going to make sure we try to get everybody on that wants to holler. Oh, no, Veronica. Veronica, my bad. Veronica. No, she had took her hand up to number one.
Okay.
All right, Veronica first, and then AJ, then 277, then T. Lewis. Veronica, what's happening, baby?
Boy, I was about to get hot up in here.
I hit the number one. That's why you move. You know, when you take your hit the number one and come out the queue for talking, you go all the way to the bottom, and it's a lot.
Well,
of
when you said AJ and whoever else, I was like, oh heck to the no.
Uh-uh.
Get them.
Right, right.
Get
I'm
them.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You did hug it. You hanging. You hugging it for a long
Want
time.
Want me to kill them for you?
Look, if Miss Elizabeth had already got me hot and bothered again, not hot and bothered, but you know,
when you hear certain things, oh,
yeah.
It might get you a little hot all over.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, that sister is a witch. That's all I got to say. I mean, a real one.
You know,
she's
just,
I got to say.
She's a misguided soul, but she is not the only
She's misguided, but she's a witch. You got to watch them, Kern. That's a witch right there. But anyway.
Well, anyway, episode 100. All right, so let me stop the music. Give me your drop, Ms. McNair.
I would just like to give a shout out to Cyril Blizzom Blue, K100, keeping it real, keeping it 100. Keep it moving, baby.
That's what's up. Thanks. Like I said, everybody, I'm going to be making a little commercial, a little promo commercial soon for K100, so all of these drops that y'all going to be doing are going to be on it. You feel what I'm saying? Okay, Veronica. So, give it to me, baby. Which one of my episodes that you've heard that you've had the most fun with was most entertaining? I got 100 of them, so, you know, we've been talking about
the most entertaining, I think, was Freakometer.
Right. Yeah. The Freakometer was good. The Freakometer was probably one of my favorite, most entertaining, part one and part two. How many lashes did you get, Veronica?
I think I got up to like 9.
Yeah, you was up there.
Bam.
Yeah.
I think I got up to like 9, and then I couldn't compete no more.
Right, you got to check out the Freakometer Part 1 and 2, Episode 19, and Part 2, which was part, what number was Part 2, Key? You remember?
That was like 60-something.
It was up in the 60s. Let me see. Episode 19 is the Freakometer Part 1, and the Freakometer Part 2 is... Damn it, man, where the hell is it?
Right there.
Where? Oh, episode 69, of course.
69.
Episode 68 was episode 68.
I owe you one.
Yeah, episode 68 was, and I owe you one.
That might be my favorite right there.
Yeah, and it's highly rated. It's highly rated, but I didn't get a chance to get it. I ran out of time. I really wanted to download excerpts from episode 68, and I owe you one, because that's the episode where we was talking about sucking dick and people who give head or get head and don't never want to give
Bill,
head.
Bill, that's me.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Your ass. We just want to go around just getting head, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we also have people giving out techniques on the show, so if you need to up your face and head game, you might want to check out episode 68. And
shout out to LL.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we broke it down. We had people give a couple of tricks. I think Shay said something about a tongue trick or something.
Yeah, the tongue. She said the whirly twirly.
Episode 68 was off the fucking chain. So if you haven't heard that, you might want to go back and download episode 68, and I owe you one. Okay, Veronica. So Freakometer was your one. You feel me? That you like. Any other any other that was entertaining to you?
I think what the one where you were talking about hip hop and like the songs, like those groundbreaking songs, that was fun to me. Okay. It was like kind
of
good to go back down memory lane, you know.
Of course.
She came up with like the best one. She came up with that Walk This Way and Nobody
Walk This Way, man. I'm telling you.
What was that episode? What's that? The Greatest of All Time. The Goat to Music. That's what it was called.
It was like 40 or 50 something.
Yeah. Boys to Men. Let me see. I'm trying to, because I want to tell everybody what episode it is, because I got so many that I want to make sure I can give them.
It's
before
I was.
Is it 40?
Go down.
Man, I don't realize how much work I done put in when I'm looking at all these damn shows, trying to scroll through them to keep up.
There it is.
Episode 23, The Goats of Music, The Greatest of All Time. That's what it was. Episode 23, that's what we talked about. What was your favorite? We talked about everything about music. Who's your favorite rapper, your favorite R&B song, your favorite group? I love that episode, man. It was kind of all right with the numbers, but man, I'm a rapper. I'm in the music, so naturally, that was one of my fucking favorite episodes. You feel what I'm saying? I really dug that show, man. So I want to give everybody props that called in for that one, man. We had a lot of shows. Like, people were throwing up and bringing up shit. You know what I'm saying? Songs that I had forgot about. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. We was going back on that right there. That was a great, great, great episode. It was real fun. Go back and check that one, man. All right, Veronica. What about one of my more serious episodes?
Oh, wow. I think really just every serious episode that you had, I mean, that's the kind of person that I am. I love talking that kind of stuff. So, I mean, if it was serious and I was able to call in, that was my favorite. So,
go ahead.
The most recent, though, is the one about voting, because it's very serious, and I don't think people realize how serious it is. We got to vote. I mean, this is like do or die right now. You know, a lot of things can change for the worse for us if we don't vote.
Right. I also want to point out a couple of other episodes that I think everybody should check out that were kind of highly rated and I haven't said anything about. Episode 31, you feel me, from Boys to Men. And I'm talking about
that was my favorite series.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people forgot about that. We were talking about the Willie Lynch letter and
all
that. Yeah. Oh, you know, that one. Yeah, definitely that.
Yes. From Boys to Men was a very, very important episode that you need to listen to. And we talked about, you know what I'm saying, black men in general. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Another episode that was pretty good was episode 33, Wonder Why They Call You Bitch, I Betcha. You feel me? Basically, I was talking about why some acts that black women can do that may come off the scene to be a little bit bitchy that was really unnecessary. You feel what I'm saying? And I was really serious about it. I just used the Tupac name, you feel me, of the song. But basically, it was a good episode. You feel what I'm saying? I think a lot of the women need to hear, because sometimes women do things, you don't understand how much of a turnoff it is to men in general. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So that was another good show that I think a lot of people should listen to. You feel me? Another serious episode, you feel me, that, let me see that, I think, another episode that was kind of serious, I was seriously joking, was episode 45, A Man's Right to Choose. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to hear me in rare form, episode 45, A Man's Right to Choose, okay? Basically, in that episode, I addressed the fact that women have the right to get abortions or terminate pregnancies, and the man has no say so in it whatsoever. So basically, even if you get a woman pregnant, you feel what I'm saying? I felt like a man should have a right to goddamn choose whether or not he want to have a baby with you if you ain't married. So just like you can go ahead and say, well, a woman can go ahead and say, I want to have an abortion, I want to terminate the fucking pregnancy, and ain't shit a man can do about it, even if that's your motherfucking husband. Goddamn it, if you come up to a motherfucking man and you tell that man you want to have his motherfucking baby and he don't want it, and goddamn it, he say he don't want the motherfucking baby by your trick asshole, and goddamn it, your ass don't deserve a motherfucking child support if you knew off the motherfucking top that nigga didn't want to have a baby by your trick ass. I was in rare form on that motherfucking show. No, fuck that shit. Because you fucking women got the fucking right to terminate a pregnancy whenever the fuck you get ready, but we don't have no right. Now, everybody wants to say you shouldn't have stuck your dick in it. Well, bitch shouldn't have opened her legs, but at the end of the day, she can terminate that shit if she wants to. So I feel like if you want to get child support from a man, if that man signs something saying, look, before you was X amount of pregnant, I told you I didn't want to have a baby by you. You decided to have it any motherfucking way, then goddamn it, you shouldn't be goddamn trying to hit his ass up for all the money in the world. And you knew damn well he wouldn't have no baby with your motherfucking ass. Accidents happen. When it's okay for a woman to remedy that accident and go have an abortion. Abortion ain't illegal. But man has no say so once the deed is done. But a woman does have that right. So episode 45, A Man's Right to Choose. Yeah, fuck with it.
It's episode 100.
He got veins.
Just go back and listen to the episode before you goddamn open your motherfucking gator about whether I'm right or wrong. Listen to the motherfucking
episode. Put your veins back in your forehead.
I'm telling you, goddamn. One of my favorites. I was broken down. I had no one to pick me up. Like, nigga. The fellas was feeling me. I was all in with the fellas on that one. Right.
Incredible Hulk, boy.
Yeah.
Don't make me angry.
All right, I got 17 minutes, Veronica. Let me get to the rest of the callers. I got to get them on the air, all right?
All right, baby.
All right. All right, up next is AJ, then T. Lewis, then 277-896 and 497. Hope I can get to everybody.
I know, I ain't even get to do all my stuff.
I know, but you the co-host. It's the price you pay. AJ, what's poppin', homie?
What's good, my nigga? What's good, Blue? What the business is?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for calling episode 100.
It's episode 100.
All right, real quick, homie. The music stopped. Give me the drop.
All right, man, what up? This your boy AJ representing that H-Town, Texas, from the A to the H, baby. K100 is what it is, keeping it real all the time, 100% of the time. Anything less than that is mediocre, you feel me? So fuck all the haters and keep it 100 all the time.
Right. Appreciate it, homie. So now you've been listening to it. You kind of came in to my show a little bit later, but you've been listening faithfully, I realize, ever since. And you also joined the actual group, so we can see you on that. Now, which one of my shows so far, first of all, what do you feel about the show since you are a fairly new listener? What do you think about it?
Man, I think it's a real show, man. K100 is exactly what it is, keeping it real 100% of the time. All that other shit is just frivolous, man. This This is the kind of shit that I like to go through all the time, man. I be trying to talk to people on this intellectual level, but most of these motherfuckers ain't got the intelligence to even hold themselves up.
All right, exactly, exactly. So I try to put out there, like I told everybody that's tuning into the show, I want to thank everybody. Like I told everybody, I have way more shows where I'm trying to do a service and give some real talk to my people than I do about the bullshit. It's just that my bullshit shows are the ones that people love the most, and it's more fun, and everybody likes to laugh and joke and be entertained. But I really wish people would check out some of my other episodes, man, in the past, you feel me, where I really break it down and address some of the issues with our people. Now, which one of the episodes that you've heard so far, brother, you feel that was most entertaining?
The most entertaining, you know, it had to be T101. That was one hell of a show, man. You know, I mean, I cut the fool on there. I don't know if I'm on the recording because I don't get a chance to listen to it, but I know I cut the fool on there. And a whole lot of other people cut the fool on Cheating 101.
Right. Cheating 101 is one of the, is fucking funny. Cheating 101 was funny. Don't give a shit. That was one of the funniest ones. If that's your choice, even if you've been listening from the day one, you can still pick Cheaters 101 as one of the funniest ones ever. It's got to be. Because I had Nooney on the show and everything, too. It was a lot of people that called in, and it was just a great fucking show. All right, which one of my shows that had, like, a more serious note, a serious tone, did you like the most that you've heard so far?
But the one I liked the most, man, was Ignorance is Bliss, man. That's one of the really shows that, you know what I'm saying, that I ever just really felt, man. Because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people don't understand that ignorance is bliss. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, episode 94. Episode 94, Ignorance is Bliss. And actually what I was talking about on that show was the main question was, if you didn't know, say if you was in a relationship and you have the perfect relationship, the perfect fucking life, everything is cool, would you really want to know if your significant other was stepping out on you? If everything at home is cool, why would you want to know? Of course, he was on the line that no. She was like, hell yeah, she wanted to motherfucking know. But a lot of people, like Michigan Girl and a couple other people, was like, fuck that. I don't want to know shit. Life is good. I don't want to know. Whatever it is, I don't want to motherfucking know. As long as this nigga treating me good or this woman treating me good, spend time with me, everything taken care of on the home front, why do you really want
to
know?
If
why
they're doing
you
all that, they don't have
time
to cheat.
Say what?
If they're doing all that, they don't have time to cheat.
That's not
if you're taking
true.
Care of the way you're supposed to be.
That's not necessarily
that's bullshit.
True.
Whatever.
I mean, you can't be around.
You're not going to agree with that. Not going to agree.
Yeah.
Episode 100.
I got a 2-point answer with that one, though. Uh-huh. And then, you know, of course, you know, I got real deep on you with the voting thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people don't understand, man, that the decisions that you make, even your one small one piece of scent that you may say that don't count, counts when it comes to your whole, you know what I'm saying, your whole development of your neighborhood and development of your day-to-day livelihood. A lot of people don't understand that. And then, you know, a lot of people still don't know that they're enslaved. You know
right.
You know what I'm saying? That was one of my number one. I mean, when you're talking about the realest of the realest, that was the number one.
All right. Well, appreciate you goddamn tuning in, dog. You feel me? I thank you for being a supporter of the show. Thank you for spreading
for
it on your Facebook page and all that, man. And please continue to listen. All right? I'm going to go to the next call. So I got about 5 more I got to get to. All right?
Do your thing, man.
All right, man. T. Lewis, what's popping, homie?
What up, man?
What is going on?
Yeah,
you
man.
Already know the drill. Hold on. Let me stop the music. All right, Lady Flaw. All right, go.
What's up, man? It's your boy T. Lewis checking in from the West Coast by way of Bangor, D.C. Foxwood, for people that don't know, Panama City, Florida, been knowing my boy Bliss since high school. So, nigga been the same person since then. So, still same person now. So, K100, if you ain't rolling with it, roll over, pretty much.
All right. That's what's popping, homie. I got it. We're going to take all these stuff. We're making my little promo commercial for the show out of all of these goddamn shout-outs today. So thanks for calling the show. All right, real quick, dog. Which one was your favorite, most entertaining episode of K100?
Oh, it was a lot of them, man. And the funniest thing, though, the most serious one and the most funniest one, the most entertaining to me was the ones I missed. But the one where Key was going at old girl, I missed that one, but I got a chance to replay. That was the most entertaining.
Right.
That was clearly one of the most entertaining, and I got a lot on the too, because a lot of entertainment there. I wonder why they call you Richard and others. And the one last week when your girl Ruby came out talking about at 12 she came out.
Right. That was funny as hell. That was funny as a motherfucker.
I was down on that, and I was like, I got a lot of.
Right. Exactly. Well. Listen, homie, all right, give me a serious one, because I'm running out of time. I got 11 minutes. I got 5 people to get to.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, give me the one. Give me the serious
one.
The
serious one, if I had to pick one, The Boys and Men was the serious one.
Yes.
Yeah, if one that had to stick out of my mind. I'm glad you mentioned that title because I forgot the title of it.
Right, right.
And I knew where I was that day when we were talking about that. So.
Right, right. Boys to Men, which was episode, what was it? Boys to Men. Where is it at? God,
and another one, to Death Do Us Part? Not Really. That's
Not Really.
Which one?
Boys to Men,
the one. The one to Death Do Us Part, and then Not Really, because I remember Key wanted to burst somebody from Leave Behind, then you know.
Oh, yeah.
For better or worse, or something like that.
Yeah, hold
the
on.
Death Do Us Part, Not Really.
Yeah, to Death Do Us Part, Not Really. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what it was. That was because he wanted to kill the dude getting ready to take flight.
Where? 84. Yeah, episode 84, To Death Do Us Part. Psych, Not Really. That was a fucking funny episode. That's basically, you know what I'm saying, somebody, in that show I said if somebody has some, like, physical alteration that just changes their whole physical being, we had two different ways. Like, say, if somebody had a control and, like, they just gained 300 pounds, should you have a right to divorce their ass because they're not keeping up? And then I had another one where somebody had, like, a traumatic injury, like, they got burnt up and now they look like Freddy Krueger and you can't stand the sight of their ass no more, should you goddamn stay married to them shit? And, of course, you need to listen to the episode. Me and Key had a disagreement on that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Game also. Me, Key, and Game.
I thought that one was if you let yourself go, I'm going to let myself out.
Oh, that is
one
that
you
one.
Were just talking about.
No, you were.
To Death Do Us Part, Not Really. That's when you were saying, unless somebody beating on you or cheating on you.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right.
Boom,
my bad. You killed myself. Yeah, 84, To Death Do Us Part, Not Really was tackling the issue of divorce. What are really some reasons that you should get a divorce if it's really supposed to be till death do you part. You're right.
The one
he's
talking about, if you let yourself go,
I'm
let myself
out. Let yourself go, let myself out. Damn, I done had some fucking great shows, man.
It's episode 100.
Huh. T. Lewis, stand by, man. Let me get the rest of these calls, bro.
Yeah, man.
All right. 404-277. You rocking with K100. What's popping?
Yo, what's up, Blizzard? This is Chris, man.
Oh, Chris, what's happening, homie? Hold on. Let me get your shout-out in real quick. Shout me out, homie.
Yo, you listening right now to Blizzom and K100, real talk, real people, man. That's what's
real
up.
Real talk. Yeah, nigga, that's what's popping, man. Appreciate that. All right, I know you just kind of start getting tuned into the show, too, man. But
I'm listening to all of them.
Are you listening to all the back episodes?
Yeah, I got an iPhone, dog.
Oh, hell yeah. So you fuck with the app. What time? The iPod. Ain't that shit easy, man.
Yeah.
Now, I try to tell people, man.
You got to stink up and go.
That's it. It's over. That's all you got to do to get the shows. So which ones of the shows that you've heard so far was the most entertaining to you?
Well, the one I think was the most entertaining was that one about the prenups when face that girl always talk about facing the other girl went at it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Right. The prenup shit. The prenup episode was great. Basically, on the prenup episode, I was talking about went on ahead and gave Elon the $750 million, and I said that shit was fucking ridiculous. Ain't no motherfucking woman pussy worth $750 million, and that's how that whole shit ended up going down. It sprung off from there with Key and Candy and that exchange, but yeah, it was still a great episode.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? All right, Chris, which one was your that had a most serious tone? Which one was your favorite about my serious episodes?
Probably the Apathy of Color, man.
Right. I like that episode.
Loading and shit, man. Yeah. That one with that I called in on was pretty serious too, about when you're with the if your significant other gets fucked up.
Right,
but,
right.
It's really a toss up between them two, man.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Also, you might want to check out Hindsight is 2020, episode 89, the high ranked episode. It was pretty good. You feel me? Remember episode 82, Shades of Black, where we addressed the color issue amongst black people.
Yep.
Was good. You feel what I'm saying?
Like
Judge by 12.
Shit.
Yeah. Episode 80, Judge by 12, but Carried by 6. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Great episode. You feel me? Also, you need to check out these episodes, man. Check out all these backlogs. Episode 100, man. You dig? Episode 100. Thanks, Chris, for calling the show, man. Let me grab these callers, homie. All right? All
right, man. All
right. Okay. 678-497. You rocking with K100. What's popping?
I know, man. What's going on, General?
Oh, what's going on, man? What's popping with you, man?
Same old stuff, man. Maintaining, you know how it go.
I know, man. So, hey, appreciate you calling in the show and checking out episode 100. You feel what I'm saying? Hold on, let me let you get a drop. Can you give me a drop first?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, man? This your boy, General, born in the Bay, coming to you by way of the A, East Side that is. I'm tuning in to the only goddamn station on the net that's going to keep it real with the only host that's going to goddamn, he ain't going to take my side because he know me. He ain't going to take your side because he don't know you. He going to goddamn keep it right down the middle, 100, all day.
All right. Now, the General was one of my first goddamn supporters. That's why he called himself the General, General Pope from the Bang & Bang. He was one of the first people that signed up for the K100 Facebook group page, and that's how he got high-ranked in my K100 Army, and he's been out from day one. You feel me? Hope to see you on the cruise. Yeah.
Come on. Let's get it.
We'll see how that goes out. We'll see how that goes over with Wifey.
You know what? It ain't even that. You know me, man. I'm type of nigga. I can't be contained to one spot. You know, I can't be on the floor. I got the wrong.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. All right. So, check it out, dog. Which one of the shows that you've heard, you know what I'm saying, is one of the most entertaining to you?
Oh, shit, man. I guess I think somebody mentioned earlier where LT went off on somebody. I think it was Candy. Mm-hmm. I think that was the most entertaining.
Everybody likes
the drama. Myself. but shit, no, man, this is a goddamn 100 show monumental. I just had to sneak out real quick to give a shout out. They got me in training. This goddamn bitch ass cracker gonna be looking for me out too long.
And that would be the General.
Well, no, man, I had to call in, man. 100 show 100 is monumental. We're taking big steps, man, and goddamn, we just gonna keep moving, man.
All right, man. Make sure you join. Like I said, the General can't. He works during the hours of the show, so a lot of times he can't call in. But he does participate in the Facebook private group page. And if you want to be in the private group, holler at me and I'll give you an invite. All right? Only the real should apply. If not, I'll give you some. Thanks, homie, for calling into the show, man. Appreciate that.
Ain't no one.
All right. I'm going to play an excerpt real quick. For my goddamn line. Oh, man, it's fucked up.
Well, you know. You got me choking on my carrot, man.
Hey, you know what? I felt some tension right there, dog.
It's really hard. It's hard, but if one of those people has self-control, then it can be accomplished. Now, on the flip side, when you ask the part two of that question, none of that really matters unless you get to the point where you get married. When you marry, then all of that stuff needs to cease and desist. But up until that point, then you know what? Everything is almost fair game.
So you don't trust your husband then at the end of the day?
No. I said,
yes, that is it. You don't trust your husband?
No.
What you mean?
No.
You guys, you don't trust. Listen, just like he can fuck her, he can fuck whoever else.
I can trust my husband. It's the other females that I don't.
But listen, what you gonna do? Rape the nigga?
I can be surprised at some of the things that females will do to go after men, especially when they're already with someone.
Crazy.
All right, have one of them old drunk ass, crying ass nights of a man busting the nose or some shit. Then she want to come cry to you. And I need
you.
You
need to call somebody else, really. You really need to call somebody.
She ain't going
to
call Tyrone. She going to call your ass.
You never had no male friends.
No, not one that ain't tried me. When it come to hormones, fuck that. No.
Hey.
Like the female said before. She said one out of two people have to have self-control. Most people these days do not have self-control.
And that was an excerpt from episode 15. My internet connection dropped out, so I just ran that real quick. That was an excerpt from episode 15, one of my high-rated shows, Just a Friend. Yeah, right. You feel me? We talked about you know, people who just say you can have male or female friends. Real quick, let me go to 404-484. And let's get them, see what this is. What's popping? You on the air with K100? 404-484?
What's up, Blue?
What's going on? Who this?
Blue. It's Pop, man.
Who this is now?
It's Pop.
Oh, what's up, Pop? Hold on real quick. Let me let you get a drop real quick. I got like a minute left. Give me a drop, dog, real quick.
All right. Yo, this is boy Pop, man. I'll let my boy Blizzle. You know what I'm saying? From the heavyweight. Where team 100.
All right. Oh, hold on. You got to say K100. You got to say somebody K100. Do it again and put K100 radio in there. Go ahead.
Put K. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Tune in every Monday through Thursday, man. K100, man. Keep it real.
All right. I got it. All right. That's my homeboy Pop from the heavies, from the heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? From that swag team. You stuff us with Young Jock them. You feel what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling in, dog. I got like 30 motherfucking seconds left for this motherfucking get ready to cut off. You feel what I'm saying? But thanks for calling in and giving me that motherfucking drop. I was trying to get to everybody's line, and I think I got everybody lying tonight. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Even though I ain't get my drop.
Oh, yeah, well, you can get yours. You right here. You can get yours right now. Hey, Pop, stay on the line.
Yeah,
I'm going to let the show run over a little bit, and we're going to go into the after party mode real quick. So if you're listening right now, make sure you stay on the line. Don't hang up. I'm going to have a little bit of an after party, and I also let Key get her her info in about the show and about what show is her favorite. So I got about 10 people online. If you want to call in, 347-934-0966, you got about 15 seconds. Dial into the show, and you can make it to the after party. 347-934-0966. Hurry up. If not, you won't be able to be here. Let me go ahead and run the outro music real quick. If I goddamn get cut off, then I'm going to have to just end the freaking show or some shit because I've got dumped out of the damn connection about 3 times tonight. But before, I'm going to open up everybody's mic. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I'm going to go ahead and give her her drop, first of all. You feel what I'm saying? And then we're going to go ahead and then let her give her what her favorite episode was so she can do it. I was trying to get everybody that was on the phone line live on the air first. So, Key, go ahead real quick and give everybody your drop, all right?
All right. This is Key, the one and only, giving a shout-out to my homie Blizzum on K100. All the haters, you can kick rocks, walk on a hot volcano with a plastic suit on. Yeah.
Right. All right. I'm opening up everybody's mic. It's the motherfucking after party for episode 100. I'm praying that my damn internet connection don't dump my own ass out of this motherfucker. If it does, then I'm going to hang up on the rest of you motherfuckers, goddammit. It's episode 100.
It's episode 100.
Everybody's mic is open. Whoever the fuck back there playing with their shit in their jeans, please stop it. everybody on the line, his mic is open. I got the homie that shall remain nameless, Michigan Girl, Key, T. Lewis, Chris, Veronica, Pop, Jana, Shay, LL, and me and Key is in studio. So, everybody, how do y'all think episode 100 went?
Awesome. It was
very good.
Good stuff.
All right, right. I think I wanted to do more excerpts, but I realize now I didn't even get a chance to play all the ones I had, so it was kind of pointless. You know what I'm saying? I thought I just didn't do enough, but I didn't realize how many people would call. And so I did have a lot of people on the line, you feel me, that called in. You know what I'm saying? Some was hanging up and calling back, but in all, it probably looked like, in all, it's probably going to end up being about 40 people that called in. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question.
Go ahead.
I got a question. What was the prize, and did I win it? And is it my turn?
Oh, shit. Oh, damn it, Blizzum.
I asked about it, so I should win it. And it should be my turn if I'm not home.
LL should get it though, because she mentioned it. So.
She mentioned it.
Damn it, man.
She remembered, so I think she gets it.
Oh, my God.
I got a BlackBerry curve. I need a car charger so my battery won't die when I'm listening to the show.
You know what I'm saying? I fucking...
Key, that's your fault. He told you to remind him.
Look, like I said, if he wasn't
saying
that.
Did y'all hear me say she's going to pick a number 1 through whatever at the beginning
you
of the show?
Said, you didn't
1 through 15. 1 through 15. On the, I was listening to that because I want that car charger. I done posted that on Facebook.
No,
I was,
I said, I have to lie.
You know what it is.
Well,
I take the prize and the car charger. Give me two prizes.
I'll get the prize, LL. LL, you win a K100 water bottle. Yay!
Hey, and yay, whoever LL upgraded, send me, inbox me, because I want your car charger to your BlackBerry Curve.
I'll send it to you this evening. I'm going to inbox you because I'm getting a new phone Monday.
All right, that's what's up. That works for me. And I want my water bottle, too. Don't make me drive to Atlanta to get it because I might be passing through there this weekend.
I'm going to give you the water bottle. Damn, man. See? See?
LL, you going to put water in it or what?
I feel bad about it.
No, we're going to put something clear in it, but it ain't going to be no water.
Look like water.
I'm going to be drunk off of K100 all day.
Oh, man, I feel bad about that.
Talking about all the episodes.
I feel bad about that for real, man, because now people are going to think I was bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? I really wasn't.
I don't think you were. I won.
No hands. Hands down.
And when you get it, LL, make sure you post on the group that Blizzard did send me my fucking gift, and I wasn't bullshitting, just trying to get people to listen. I'm going to send you that fucking
water. I'm going to post it, too. I'm going to post it, and I'm going to say that it was a car charger and a water bottle. Oh.
Okay. All right, look, Key, okay, first of all, while we got everybody online, Key, go ahead and give your favorite entertaining episode and serious episode. We didn't do it while we were live, but go ahead.
My entertaining one, it was probably the prenup episode, not because, and that was before the argument, but it was just that episode talking about, you know, all that nonsense. The serious one was Boys to Men.
Boys to Men?
Yeah, because I think that's when we started talking about people needing to read the Willie Lynch letter to see, like, why we are where we are right now. So
right.
That was my serious list. And for yesterday, since I missed the show, one time when it was scary, when I was scared to death, was when
like
I found...
keep
on talking on Caritas.
I was talking to my neighbor.
But my scariest moment was when I found out I was pregnant when I was 16, and I was like, Lord, please don't let me have AIDS.
Oh my God,
Lord. We were
nigga.
Don't
let me have AIDS. Okay, wow.
We were protection. That was like my
right.
But I was always strapping it up. And so I was terrified of catching diseases.
Right.
I was terrified of it. So when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, Lord, please don't let me have AIDS. Forget the baby. I can deal with the child. Just don't let me have no damage.
Okay.
Wow. That is scarier than any ghost story that was told yesterday.
You have to take an AIDS test. It's like, ooh, because you know you done took them and you've been straight, but it's like, Lord, it's just hell.
That's real life.
Damn, are you waiting on that result? You be counting in your mind, like, hey, who was I with?
Getting that thing. You know, getting that. Oh,
yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Who the hell playing pool?
Why?
Hey,
everything.
Y'all, no. Y'all off the
chain. You never know what them K100 listeners be doing when they on the phone.
They might be getting it in, getting head.
They might be making
inside.
A video.
Mm-hmm. Some head one time.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
It was getting some head. I was like, damn it, man.
Getting some head.
I was just thinking about that song.
Damn freak, but.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
Oh, you want my underwear?
What about nibbling on it?
Yo, I've been trying to find out who she was, so I just see what she looked like. She always talk about face.
Who is that?
Face.
Who is that?
Talking about that?
Hey.
Oh, Chris, you don't know who I am?
She on my Facebook page, dog. Look up under LaKeela.
She always put me on blast. Just put my name out there.
That's all right.
That's exactly what you snapped the old girl about putting your name out.
Nah, she was saying some old foul shit. She was saying some old foul shit. They get your ass pushed in the mouth in real life. But I'm good. I'm good on that. We gonna leave that. We gonna leave old stuff alone.
I don't give a fuck. The goddamn argument that goddamn Corey had with goddamn my ear was raw than that one. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was trying to
blow
that motherfucker. That motherfucker
fight
right.
Made me so damn mad, man, because I know a baby daddy. I know he's a stand-up guy. And she up there, she was talking that bullshit about it. I was like, man, why you putting that dude out there like that? I know she was full of shit. I don't know what came over me. I usually don't get in full business like that, but I just snapped on it.
The reserved one out the group, and they sent him off.
I know.
Yeah. That was a good, that was a heated exchange right there. I was trying to find it, but I couldn't put the scope. You know what I'm saying? Damn,
man. You almost 4 mile high, man, with that doggone Elizabeth mess. That's still gonna be hot.
Man. No, I know.
Don't think about that.
That chick was crazy.
I'm sorry. I wanted to bust her. You talking about bust somebody in the mouth? I want my sister going through the back of her head.
Y'all, we gonna invite her to the cruise, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
hell no.
Nobody can be on the plane.
I can't come to the cruise. I can't come to the cruise if y'all throw the lady over the boat. She'll come bring on the cruise. I don't even know her. She wasn't even my Facebook friend. She was just a caller that heard about the show some kind of way. So I don't even think she's my Facebook page. You know what I'm saying?
She was just Satan dropping by to sprinkle some hate.
For real.
That was a crazy
Okay, but for real, what's going to happen if she do show up on the cruise, though?
I'm going to bust her teeth to the back of her neck. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Put that on the air.
When she eats, she's going to be putting a spoon in the back of her neck, because that's what she's going to be. I'm busting her mouth.
With some suckers to the back of her neck.
You my kind of girl. You my kind of girl.
Violent.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I really hope, listen, everybody, I really hope everybody can make the cruise. I hope that we all remain friends and stay tight for this whole next year. That'll be a testament in itself. Saying, no, even I don't care what happens, man. If everybody just keep in contact with Facebook, it should, because the group is going to be there. Even if the show, something happens with the show or anything, which I doubt it. You feel me? I'm going to try and go hard as long as I can keep this thing up and running. But I hope everybody does, because I'd like to go out with a group of people that I know that's real cool, you feel what I'm saying, that can, you know, that's not going to have no bullshit or start no bullshit. It can be a lot of fun. So I hope everybody can make that, man. I've been on a cruise before, but never in that capacity. You know what I'm saying? I think that'll be a lot of fun.
That'll be fun.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
I'm going to definitely try to make it.
It's going to be my first cruise, and I'm excited. I'm rich.
Ooh,
it'll be
too.
My first cruise, too, and ain't no better
me
people
too.
To go under with than y'all.
Right.
Y'all going to be cussing the whole way down.
And they can't kick us off the ship. They can't kick us off. So they gonna
everybody
have to
bring your
cinnamon. No.
All right.
Anybody wanna
add anything about a particular show, anything that I didn't get a chance to cover while we was live on the air? You know what I'm saying? Anybody wanna bring up an episode that I might have forgot about or something that might have hit to them?
I wanna know what you have in store for the next 100 episodes.
I have no clue.
I know, right?
I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do for this show until 11 o'clock this morning. You know what I'm saying? So it took me forever to just come up with a good way
to
just
come. We still have to do the
across.
Truth and Dare episode.
Yes, the digital truth of Dare episode must go down.
Ooh, yeah.
Everybody has to participate.
Oh.
Listen, everybody. I hear people say, ooh, oh, yeah. But I want you to understand what happened on the fucking digital truth of Dare episode. First of all, you must, A, have a computer with a webcam. For the digital truth of Dare episode, okay? And what I'm gonna do for the episode, there's a site called tinychat.com that lets you webcam with multiple people at one time, up to 25 people, and we're gonna do truth or dare with your webcam on. So if I say, nigga, show me your titties, or show me whatever, or do some crazy shit, you gotta have that webcam on. You gotta be ready to take that dare. All right.
Man, I know I had a time for this one.
Right. So
we have to
get kicked
off the internet.
Right. So. You know what I'm saying? It's a private chat, so only the people who's in the chat can see and interact. You feel what I'm saying? But that's what kind of.
If I tell y'all to pull your dick out and lay it in the palm of your hand.
Oh.
I'm gonna cover my eyes.
I'm
covering
my
eyes.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
First.
If I tell you to take out your dildo and stick it in your pussy, you need. Well, if Blue said you do that.
Oh my God.
I rebuke that.
Don't be giving them no ideas, Shane. Too late.
If your people are going to be like this on Trooper Dad, what the fuck y'all going to do on a cruise, goddammit? You know what I'm saying?
I'm already plotting.
So wild. It's going to be wild.
Cruise be like, what's on the cruise?
Stay on the cruise. Y'all do y'all job.
Yeah, what happens on the cruise stays on the cruise.
I need that temperature to come up.
Chris, stay on.
Strong tone muscles. Strong tone muscles on the cruise.
Oh, my God. Oh,
there'll be no Facebooking during the cruise.
You only talk about some damn Facebook during the cruise.
Face girl, I told you.
Man.
Get up. Get up. Jesus.
The walk of shame from your cabin.
Also, episode 87, Whip Sprung or Wide Open was one of my favorite episodes.
Man, I forgot
about
that one.
I'm gonna get that one.
Episode 87, Whip Sprung or Wide Open was another one. Basic Instinct was one that had a lot of callers.
Good,
I had 100 callers for Basic Instinct. That was a recent episode where I talked about basically men have a basic animal instinct to cheat, you know, because we mammals and all that shit. And that was a big 100 callers. 116.
That was me.
116 callers for a basic instinct. That was another high-rated call episode. You know what I'm saying? Episode 50, Manual Overload, we talked about masturbation. That was also
mine. I love that show.
Years old. What's happening?
I mean, nine, nigga.
9 years old.
Ah.
Y'all, I feel like I go ahead and try to
set the precedent for
set my game.
Yeah, she did.
What was the one about the freaks? What were you talking about? You had like a part one and a part two?
The freak meter. You feel me? And it was like a lot of people that wanted to participate. So I'll have a part three and a four if we keep going. You know what I mean? For the freaker meter. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. So that's going to be an ongoing K100 episode joint right there.
Oh, and aren't they supposed to be legalizing bud in California? Like, they're going to be passing, like, they're going to be, like, giving the law maybe, like,
yeah,
the next week or so? Like, isn't that a possibility?
Yeah. Yeah, in California, yeah.
We need to be taking a vacation in California then.
Right.
Hey, where the fuck is that?
Right. Ooh, y'all so bad.
It's episode 100.
I'm in the corner.
On a political note, make sure everybody go out and vote November 2nd.
Everybody that listens to this show faithfully, I'm going to be super mad and disappointed if I find out your black ass and go vote. And your white ass, Jaina.
your black ass and a white body, Jaina.
Yeah.
I know.
You feel me? You got to go vote. Episode 61, nothing but a number. But really, what we talked about, does age matter about when you fucking with somebody, was also a highly downloaded
episode.
Yeah,
I think I'm
getting
me an old man next time.
That was pretty high.
They give you worms, too.
Girl.
I'm talking about
10 years older than me. Maybe like 10 years.
Right.
Hopefully
they
can
get
your basic instinct out.
Blah, 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 blah.
Go get
it. Hey, I'm going to be that old man one day. I ain't going to have no worms, though.
I'll ask for sponsors on Facebook, see what I can get for my car.
I'll take Sean Connery's worm and Michael McDonald's worm.
Go, Diggers.
I've been hearing about that at work forever. I've been hearing about that shit at work all the time. They're like, you a gold digger, fuck you.
Also, episode 64, the best of black TV and film, was a highly rated download episode show. That's another one that got a lot of downloads. We talked about our favorite movies for black people and stuff.
Stop talking about them short movies. Pretty popular episodes. They can be short. They still fine.
Yeah.
Let them stand on a brick.
we all same height when we land down.
I think that's what this was about. Does anybody remember what episode? It's a lot of people downloaded and called in. Episode 49, collect call from love. Will you accept? What was that about?
When people see. In jail, was that the one I
was? No, I don't know.
When they in jail?
Long distance relationship.
Yeah,
when we wait for somebody or something like that.
Long distance relationship. That's what it was about. All right, yeah.
Did you have one too about if you would wait on somebody if they was in jail or prison?
Yeah. Are you still down? That was episode. Are you still down? I know the name of it, but I can. Episode 28. Are you still down? Yeah.
I don't know if I would. I'd have to check his booty hole to see if it looked like it was open. It looks like it's a little loose. I don't know about that.
You got to listen to his fart. If it sound like, then you good. But if it sound like,
if it just start whistling,
can't hear it, but you always smell it. The ass has been tested.
Y'all take a prostate nine shit? What the fuck?
Oh my goodness.
My tampons start going missing, I'll know something. But that's trying to keep that shit out of his draw.
I know I had some pantalines for him.
Another episode that was popular. They had a lot of live calls. 50 people called in. They had a lot of downloads. With episode 30, yeah, it's a strip club, and she's still going. But we talked about women that go to the strip club just on GP. You feel what I'm saying? That was a popular episode. I don't know how many people checked in for that one, but that was
no
a popular
hands.
One. You know what I'm saying? About
one
people.
One.
I mean, they go to the strip club, you know what I'm saying? We just go to, like, it's a regular club and shit.
I know y'all
know I mean?
Kicked it, but...
Yeah.
Damn, I might go tonight.
Yeah. I know y'all... Might as well. You go find some chicks in that motherfucker. Episode 32. Episode 32. I know y'all kicked it, but that's where, if you know one of your friends fucked the guy, but you fuck him anyway, because, you know, even though you know they kicked it or whatever, it's like, yeah, but I still want to fuck him. That was also a popular episode. Yeah.
You don't want gingivitis in your stuff.
Up in the nose.
Okay. What was this?
Hitting the face.
whoa. This is also a popular episode. Basically, you talk about how you somebody, what kind of game you got, you feel, how you step to somebody, you know what I'm saying? What kind of, you know, when you approach somebody of the opposite sex, you feel me? What kind of game you be having? So that was a pretty popular episode. Talk your shit. Had a lot of people call in on that one. That was pretty popular episode.
What happened with Swagger? The one that was talking about
swag versus style versus swag.
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
That was in the earlier episode.
Oh, that was another one. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, swag style versus style.
Oh, the power of pussy.
Oh yeah, of course that was power of pussy. That was great. The swag. That was
style versus sex.
Early episode 16. Style versus sex is fine. We'll basically break down which one is which. That was a good episode.
Oh, you all of like me.
Shorty put me on the
shit. I
said
all of
them.
Yeah, Short but Shorty was my number one. I had 600 downloads for Short but Shorty. I can't believe that shit. No other show even goes to 200. You know what I'm saying? All these other shows, like, when I say high, I'm talking about, like, 160, 180 downloads. None of them break 200. Short but Shorty, but 600 downloads.
I missed Short but Shorty.
I did, too.
I did, too.
Bring it on up to 650.
Have y'all seen the YouTube?
Have y'all seen the YouTube of what I was taught, what I based it on? Have you seen that? You got
to
see
the YouTube.
I went right to it. I was in there laughing my ass off.
That show was so funny.
And I did a show about dumb rapping, about that whole skit, and everybody was calling in like, man, that shit funny as hell, and they was clowning.
You should have posted on your page, since it's your number episode.
Yeah. I posted the cartoon 100,000 times on my page. I wore that motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was calling me a hater. Niggas was saying, you a hater. I'm a Gucci hater. Because I posted that shit up. I'm like, nigga, that shit is funny. I don't give a fuck about
Gucci
that.
13 months straight.
That shit was funny. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. That was funny. But, yeah, so, like I said, man, get ready to close off the show. We're running up on the end of the after party. Thanks, everybody, who, like I said, who's been supporting me from day one. Big shout out to everybody that's actually in the Facebook private group. If you're not in the private group, make sure you holler at me and tell me, Blizzum, send me an invite to the private group, because we'll be talking about a lot more shit, you know what I'm saying, in the private group that we have going on the page. Sometimes we continue these discussions after the fact, and sometimes I get some of the ideas from the show, from the shit we talk about in the group. So if you're on this, I think pretty much everybody, except maybe Chris, is in the private group. Chris, holler at me if you want to be in the private group.
Yeah, man, send me a link, dog.
I send you an invite for the private. I think you're the only person that's on the line right now that's actually not in the private group. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is. So I send you a link, dog, so you can be getting the private group, because you do be calling me. With that being said, man, I want to thank you guys for making
it's episode 100
successful and making the show successful. You feel what I'm saying? Thanks for hanging around for the after party. All right, I got a meeting. I got to watch my replay of Sons of Anarchy. What's up, Michigan girl?
I'm watching it while I'm listening to y'all.
I can't even do it like that. I got to wait for the 11 o'clock episode. I mean, the 12 o'clock episode, so I can see it from the beginning. I can't even come into it halfway. If you don't watch Sons of Anarchy, that's one of the goddamn only TV shows I actually really watch. But that shit off the motherfucking chain.
So gangster. It is so gangster.
The white boys, but they be getting it in. I don't give a fuck. That's one of my favorite shows. Goddamn it. That's the only show I really watch that's not like the news or political shit. That's just entertainment for me. But I do watch it. So I'm late for watching that. Somebody have to watch the 12 o'clock one. But thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show, man, and making K100 is what it is, man. You feel me? LL, the water bottle will be in the mail, babe. All right?
I'll be looking at that. I will inbox you my address. Inbox you, LL, so I can send you the car charger, too. Bless you, child. Bless you.
All right, everybody. Thanks, and I'll see y'all tomorrow, man. All right?
All right. Peace out.
All right, y'all.
Later.
All right.
Bye.